Yeah, but we also need to know the limits of this shit and how to...
Yeah, I agree.
What the fuck is wrong with this? What is that? What is all this black shit over here? Oh, you know what that is? It's the mic boom. It's the mic boom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We've got to change that mic boom.
And then, you know, I'm also very... You know, I got to get more conversant with the whole idea of, see, there's always this little squirrely shit going on here.
Yeah. And I'll get you the new invoice, and we'll get that other camera.
Good.
We'll just buy you another one.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Well, have a good
day. Thank you very much, Elaine.
You're welcome.
All right.
Knock 'em dead, Bill.
Hey, thanks, man. See you later. So, give me reason.
Teenage wasteland, it's only teenage wasteland.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, will I become so
I think the boy is, individually, it's very hard to find someone who is that devoted to his mother, somebody who has the kind of devotion that that boy has to his mother, the idea is
that... What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
All right, let's stop that fucking caterwauling before I lose it. Are we back here? All right. Are we back? I don't know. I gotta get some coffee here.
Yeah, Phil, what I'm hoping to achieve here tonight, and I can tell you what I'm really hoping to achieve tonight is, don't roll all the fucking low end off. Yes, Phil. What I'm really hoping for tonight is to, as far as I can tell, is get. Well, Phil, you know, you guys have been laughing your fucking ass.
Right. Wake me up, do 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 do. To wake me up, do 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 boo, do 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 boo. What the hell? Okay. Oh, shit. It's goddamn Casey Anthony. And the fucking ball game's on, man. I haven't even looked at this fucking football game. Anybody watching the game? What am I looking for? Wait a minute, man. Oh, here we are. Oh, they're both on NBC, huh? No shit. What time's this goddamn game start? Or is it on already? Oh, shit.
153 yards on 24 carries. Gary Kubiak celebrating the franchise's first playoff win, and they do so in emphatic fashion. Next up, they have a rematch with the Baltimore Ravens as they head to Baltimore.
14-7. I had a hunch that, and I shouldn't say this because the Saints may come back, but I had a fucking stinking hunch it'd be an upset tonight. Like, I still feel that way.
Passes to the tight end, and you have to stay away from every down the middle of the field.
29-14, I think, was the final of that rematch, but now Houston gets another shot. Another piece of NFL news, our Peter King is reporting the Patriots have officially reached a deal tonight with Josh McDaniels that will bring the team's former offensive coordinator back into the fold. Starting Monday, he'll work alongside the current coordinator, Bill O'Brien, who's headed to Penn State to be the head coach there. McDaniels will inherit the Patriots' coordinator job the following season. Meanwhile, right around the corner,
the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Just a few yards away from us, the Saturday Night Live studios, Charles Barkley. He's playing the role of Shaquille O'Neal.
Is that Ernie Johnson?
That is EJ right there. So,
wow.
Shaq is your host tonight. That's a piece of bologna up there on the town. So it'll be Kelly Clarkson, the musical guest. Coming up, Bob Costas on overtime in the playoffs, but first a look back. And a season of giving with the Toyota Halftime Handoff.
Thanks to your votes, Toyota was proud to donate $150,000 this season to charities across the nation. Your votes help to make a difference in the lives of many. To see a complete list of winners, visit facebook.com/Toyota. Thank you for voting.
Stafford hits Wheeler. What was that, in the first quarter? And Stafford hit Calvin Johnson. Drew Brees to Aaron Sproles. Stafford's 63%, 14 of 22, two touchdown passes. Be fucking good, man. 81% for Brees. No picks.
It's worth noting that as the playoffs begin this weekend, the new and admittedly improved
Sproles with a rushing touchdown.
No longer can a team win a postseason game just by winning the flip and then kicking a field goal. A first possession touchdown or safety has ended, but a field goal leads to the other team getting.
Are you listening to this shit?
With a chance to tie or win. If after that possession, no advantage has been established, the old sudden death rules apply.
All right.
Assuming everyone isn't too confused at that point to continue. It's better than before, but still not good enough. Still too random and potentially quirky with so much on the line. So why not play it like the rest of the game, with all the competitive and dramatic elements that implies? Here's how. A simple, straightforward 10-minute overtime, where battling your opponent, and at times the clock, would ensure a more just outcome, and also keep in place one of football's most exciting aspects, the race against time. No win after the first 10, reset the clock and go again until it's settled. A humble suggestion, it's likely to be ignored.
I like that idea. Play a regular quarter. If they score, then you have if there's time left in the quarter, you have time to go and try and score again. I like that idea. Why all the fucking around with sudden death, this and that? Maybe it's to the wear and tear on the players, you know. But I think at that point they'd like to have an opportunity if you score. Do you, you know, and there's some strategy involved. Do you want to score early? You know. Well, I guess every opportunity you take to score, so what am I saying? Anyway, I agree with Bob Kunstis, or whatever his name is, I forget.
Well, yeah, I think the Casey Anthony vlog is important that we take another look at somebody who people think is guilty, and I understand that there is a great deal of confusion about that. But I would
what there's no confusion.
Well, okay, there is for me. What do you mean there's no confusion? What is that? Who do you mean? Who and what do you mean?
All right, so what I want to do where's her fucking video diary? There it is.
First video diary. It is October 13th, Thursday,
that's
2011.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far.
Well, that's good.
It's obviously a different ball game for me, because I've never used this before.
Ball game's a good word.
So, I guess these will be as tedious as my audio
life
recordings have been.
You're dancing.
I guess to start off this
your
one,
look.
Just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this. And, you know, I'm extremely excited.
Uh-huh.
I'm extremely excited that I'll be
about
able
what?
To
what the
Skype
fuck are you
and
excited about?
Obviously keep a video log, take some pictures, and then I have something that I can finally call mine. I don't know.
What a thrilling human being.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even, you know, as silly as saying that I have a computer and a camera and a phone, granted.
Yeah. It is silly.
And I wouldn't have the phone without diary. And I've actually now paid for my own computer. The camera was a gift, but these are things that are mine that I don't have to... I don't know, that I don't have to give back.
Yeah. I know it's really hard.
Kind of nice, finally,
it's really, really hard.
Say that I have some belongings.
No, it's really, really hard.
Able to take with me after I leave here next year. It's kind of funny to think about, actually. I know it's going to be a while since I leave. I'll be here for many, many months more, even if I'm only here for 6 months.
That sounds like bullshit.
Even if I get off probation early. I'll still be here at least until February, the end of February. 7 months, March, my birthday.
Let me just stop the tape right there and tell you that bullshit. For somebody that has covered her tracks as well as Casey Anthony to all of a sudden start spilling information on how long she's going to be someplace, and what it's obvious horseshit. So she'll be leaving soon. Right after this was recorded, in fact. Thank you. You're welcome. Now, what the fuck am I doing? Okay. Are we recording yet? No, we're not. Let's record. Test 1-2-1-2-1-2.
So, this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know, I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ballgame for me, because I've never used this before. So, I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been. And I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this, and I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log, take some pictures, and then I have something that I can finally call mine. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even... You know, as silly as saying that I have a computer and a camera and a phone. Granted, you know, I wouldn't have the phone without. And I've actually now paid for my own computer. The camera was a gift, but these are things that are mine that I don't have to. I don't know, that I don't have to give back. It's kind of nice finally being able to say that I have some belongings that are mine that I'll be able to take with me after I leave here next year. It's kind of funny to think about, actually. I know it's going to be a while since I leave. I'll be here for many, many months more, even if I'm only here for 6 months, even if I get off probation early. I'll still be here at least until February, the end of February. 7 months, March, my birthday. But just either way, you know, whether it's 6 months or it's a year from now or a year from the middle of August, I don't know. This has just been such a blessing in so many ways. And now I'm some ways have someone to talk to even when I'm by myself, so I'm not bothering the poor dog. Who I've adopted, and I love. And he's as much my dog as any of the other pets I've ever had. You know, the families I've ever had, if not more so. So, I don't know. Don't know whether to look directly at myself, or look up, or... Oh, man. I don't know. Just a little surreal how much things have changed since July and how many things haven't changed. But the good thing is that things are starting to look up and things are starting to change in a good way. Let's just hope they stay, that things stay good and that they only get better. They'll only get better. So this is the end of my first video log. I'll probably do another one later. Maybe I'll bring the dog. Who knows? But this is, again, the first of many, and I'm looking forward to this. It's a little scary because I hate being on camera, but I don't know. I need to conquer that fear at some point, and this is a good start. So, here's something. It's the end of the first, just the beginning.
God, was that nauseating. Okay, let me stop that. Recording, yes. Thank you very much. For those of you who are wondering what I was doing, I was actually recording this, putting this on to... I'm putting this on Samplitude. What the fuck happened to this, man?
Because I've never used this before. So...
All right, so I'm just cutting this up. It's a little... I'll show it to you here by way of our camera 3, so you can see what Phil's doing. See?
See? This is all the audio of the what the sound makes, and it makes all this. Then I hit this button, but no, I don't want to erase that. I'll erase over here. Then I hit delete. I drag it over. And then go do the other thing over to here. Let's see what we got.
This is a good start. So, here's something. It's the end of the first, just the beginning.
Boy, I got really quiet, too.
God. After at some point, and this is a good start. So, here's something. It's the end of the first, just the beginning.
All right, and if I want to look at it more closely, I can sort of open it up like that, which I just did, and I hit this, and I go like this. Great, now we have, what we have is a track that we're going to use. And I go up here to track bounce, and I bounce that sumbitch to a wave cart, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it a name, let's call it Casey. I save it. Bing, bing. Save project? No. I'm going to get rid of that project. Get rid of the program. Get rid of her. I don't want to see this bitch ever again. Over the thing. Open up new. And I've got Casey Wave. I'll put Casey Wave over here. Close it out. I'm going to put her into my tonight's audio file over here. We'll put her there. Okay, cool. Then we go over to our wave cart. just little things, you know, that a lot of times these things are helpful. A lot of times they're very helpful. And my idea is to help the young broadcasters as much as I can. Okay, and so to that extent, if I can show them the inside of the operation, I don't think... I think it can only help. I don't see how it can harm. Okay? Okay. All right, anyway. I don't know. What did I just do? Oh wow. I seen what I done. Where are you, bitch? Come on, bitch! She ain't in there yet, man. I'll tell you why. Because I put the bitch into the... I gotta reboot. You gotta reboot it a couple of times to get that motherfucker in there. Get the motherfucker down there. Tonight's audio, bang. Tonight, there she is, right there, Casey. Boom, boom, boom.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th,
so you see,
which is a Thursday.
I don't know. You know.
And I'm
a good
just
thing.
Starting to figure out my new computer. And
yeah, I know how it is, baby. All right, enough with your fucking bullshit.
I don't know. I guess
bullshit.
I'm liking it so
Shut
far.
Up.
It's obviously a different...
All right, so she's in the file there. We use her tonight. We kick off with that bitch. And when we go to, you know, David Hall or whatever the fuck we're going to do. See? Capiche? Huh? Savvy? Law dog? All right, real good. What are we doing here tonight, man? I had to do the whole goddamn show with just a Casey Anthony slide behind me. I think that... Jesus. Yeah. Hello, I'm Phil Hendry, and good evening, and welcome to Casey Anthony. Oh, yeah. Boy, that's scary sounding shit there, man. Here we are, and welcome to
hey,
Case.
Phil.
Hey, man.
Hey, you got control of the phones, right?
I do.
All right, cool.
All right, brother.
Casey Anthony, my kind of woman.
How you say no to that, huh? Look at that, huh? Looks kind of like a... I don't even want to contemplate it. You listen to her, and I can tell that this is an individual who has been very good at conning people that she's known for a long time and conning little children. But when we add into the mix what we know about her as a killer, all of a sudden we hear all of the emptiness of a sociopath's thinking. There isn't anything going on there. She's just sort of spilling this, what she thinks is very emotional and perhaps compelling bullshit. And in the middle of that, she's, I don't know whether I should look at the camera or look up or look down. So she's very self-conscious, which I guess is probably natural. But there's a complete lack of feeling there. For someone who has gone through what this woman has gone through, I've lost a daughter, I'm on the fucking run, I've been adjudicated not guilty, and nonetheless I'm hiding out. And she's just all kind of chilling. You know,
I don't know. It's really interesting. It's a process. It's a process. But, you know,
she must have gotten away in her life with just being the most boring chick on the planet. And because she was pretty, guys probably were, you know, did she ever pay for a drink? You know, maybe at one point in her life. I think it's fucking amazing, man. You know, I just do. I just do. You know. Someday lust will find you, break down the boner that binds you. Who knows? Gee, I don't know. Why are you bugging me? My stomach is all fucked up because why? I don't know why. I had a piece of fish last night. I actually am really digging on the fish thing. And the weight is steadily coming off. Not as fast as I want it to, but I saw a commercial on TV today for some goddamn Solaflex. Bowflex bullshit. 130. Wait a minute. What did the guy claim? 100 pounds. 110 pounds in 9 months. Bullshit. I'm telling you. I guess you could do it. Where the hell is Alex, man? Catherine, sorry, I'm at dinner. I'm in Santa Barbara for work. I'm not with Alex, so I don't know where he is. Okay. No sweat. Yeah, Alex is probably at a movie or some shit. I don't know where he is. Man, we haven't been on KFI in a couple of weeks, so we're very excited about being back on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk. Chelsea Handler, let's talk about Chels. Now, oh, is this her premiere? Is she premiering, it's a mid-season? And Whitney is being moved over to the Chelsea Handler night. So what we have is Whitney and Chelsea Handler together. And I don't know. $17.14 Nollins. $17.14, baby. So they've gotten a field goal and a touchdown in the time that we have been chatting. I just had a feeling that Detroit was going to pull the upset, but I don't, you know, I mean, it's easy to make these kinds of predictions. Oh, here's the touchdown. They just showed the go-ahead. Now they're back. They've got the ball, 12-yard line, in motion to the left side, fakes the pitch to the left, and now sacked is Drew Brees back at the 8-yard line, and I'm telling you, it was ugly. Sue, that Sue bitch, and Averill, and a few others. Detroit Lions are a very badass-looking team, even though they've, you know, they can't do shit and they haven't won shit. They still look badass, don't they, with that Lion uniform. So Brees faked it to left, and then he was going to roll right, but guess what was standing there? How about the left end? You got it. The left end and the left outside linebacker were waiting on his ass. So it is now a 3rd and 11. He's in the shotgun. He's back at his own 3-yard line. He's looking. He's into the end zone now, waiting to pass the ball. Fires it underneath. Completes it about a half a yard shy of the first down. Boy, that was a beautiful play. And the somebody is on the Detroit side of the football. Oh, they're giving him a liberal spot. They're spotting it as a first down, I think.
Of Tuesday's primary, Romney won the Iowa caucuses earlier this week by 8 votes over Rick Santorum and is far ahead in the polls in New Hampshire. Santorum said this evening Romney was only a business manager, not a leader, and that being president is not the same as a CEO. Newt Gingrich referred to published accounts that described how workers were laid off at a company Romney managed and said Romney should be judged on whether people were better off or worse by his style of management. And Ron Paul called Rick Santorum a big government person. Paul says the former Pennsylvania senator was insufficiently conservative and corrupt for taking money from lobbyists. Santorum said he made sure residents of his state got their fair share of federal spending. Ron Paul also says he was married with 2 children when he served in the Air Force. He's been attacking Gingrich for his draft deferments. Paul and Rick Perry were the only 2 who served in the military. South Carolina holds its primary coming up January 21st. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problem in Cerritos.
On the 91 West at Norwalk, there's a crash blocking the 3 left lanes. Traffic slows
1-2-1-2-1-2. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
605.
World famous
in
Phil
South
Henry
LA,
Show.
110 South before Exposition Boulevard. Still got a clear crash blocking the left lane there. The drive is going to be slow from the 101.
Here's the
Oaks, 101 South at the 405. There's a crash blocking the left lane there.
Traffic slows at Placido
Boulevard.
In Culver
City, there's some slowing there. The
405
north is going to be slow between Venice Boulevard and National Boulevard. And then again from the 10 to Olympic Boulevard. David Henson, KFI Traffic.
Red flag warnings are in place for much of Southern California. National Weather Service's Stuart Cito says the high winds and low humidity will be here anytime, right around now, mostly probably after 10 tonight.
In the mountains, we can see some gusts to 60 miles per hour. And in the Santa Clarita Valley, they'll probably see also gusts 60 miles per hour on Sunday morning.
That sounds groovy, baby.
Sunday night. The city of L.A.
All sounds good to me, baby.
Mammoth Lakes. The lawsuit says L.A. has owned the water in Mammoth Creek since 1905, and Mammoth residents don't have the legal right to drink it. The L.A. action comes after the Mammoth Water District approved a creek fishery management plan last month that calls for taking Mammoth Creek water to supply a 50% increase in Mammoth Lake's water use by 2030. The DWP also bought a ranch along Mammoth Creek in 1967, took possession of the ranch's water rights that date back to 1893. Mammoth Lakes has used creek water for residents and fund seekers since 1947, but the lawsuit claims this is a temporary use granted by the State Water Board and is not as valid as LA's prior claims.
What's going on here, man?
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has changed its mind about delivering fresh water to residents of a town in Pennsylvania where residential wells were found to be tainted by a natural gas drilling operation. 24 hours after promising water, EPA officials told residents of Dymock that a tanker truck would not be coming. Agency officials would not explain why they reneged on the promise or if water would be delivered. The state has found at least 18 residential water wells that were polluted. That is one pretty penny. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You're not recording.
The fajita.
Okay.
And now, here are the top 5 reasons why you should visit Morongo's. Number 5.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then
go
to
Morongo and play
for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number 4.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
The Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Chippewa Canyon.
3.
Ahoy, matey! It's a blissful meal of bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number two.
January is the time for after holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican Buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
A 1 cent copper cone minted in 1793 has become the most a U.S. copper coin has ever sold for at auction. It's the first year the United States produced its own coins. It's fetched $1.38 million at a Florida auction. The 1793 penny is rare, excellent shape, showing no signs of wear on its lettering. Its Lady Liberty face with a wreath on its back.
Lady Liberty
came from the mint in Philadelphia. The auction had $60 million in transactions. The show runs through Sunday, so you can get some more at $1.38 million. Southline weather from KFI. The winds are going to help make for clear skies tonight into tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny skies again tomorrow and hot. Mid-70s at the beaches. Low 80s metro LA, Orange County. Mid-80s in the valleys. It'll stay like that into next week. Right now in Dana Point, 57. Cypress, 54. Pasadena, 55. Hacienda Heights, 58 degrees. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. We're online at philhendryshow.com. This is where we have our video cast. We've got Phil TV and HD. You can go over with a backstage pass and take a look at our show, which right now is on video. So we're talking about the Casey Anthony vlog, and we're talking about it with David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication. And we've actually got the Casey Anthony audio online. We're going to listen to this, David. And I know that is in terms of the seriousness of this, I have no doubt that there's a seriousness here, and I don't have any doubt at all that, you know, people and we should all pay attention to what she's saying. It's just that how serious am I supposed to take her, you know?
Well, look, Phil, I think that you have to take this woman very seriously because of what she has herself been through and what the family's been through, and I think you've got to take her seriously because it is a story that involves murder, the murder of her daughter, which is still an open case. And
do you think that there's a doubt that this woman is guilty?
I'm not discussing that with you tonight because I know that there is, among your listeners and yourself, there's a bias. What I'm discussing with you...
You call that a bias.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Hold on. What I'm discussing with you is I want to hear this woman's vlog. I want to take it as a serious document on her state of mind and what she thinks may have happened to her daughter. So that's why I want to hear this.
All right, well, we're going to listen together, and this is the vlog as it was recorded. We don't have video online here as we listen to this together, folks. Those of you who are listening at home or in your car on radio, you'll hear. Here are the words of Casey Anthony.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out.
Can I ask you to stop it for just a minute, Phil? Please stop the tape for a minute, because what I want to do is, again, I'm asking you to, and whoever's in the studio with you, to listen very carefully.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, I'm hearing some extraneous noise. All I'm asking is for you and for people listening at home to stop what they're doing and listen carefully to what this woman's trying to say. All right?
What noise did you hear?
I heard some kind of noise, some extraneous noise. I don't know what it was.
All right, I apologize. Here again is Casey Anthony, then.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and
You need to stop.
It's obviously a different...
You want me to stop the tape again?
Yeah, would you please? Because, again, listen to what I'm trying to say to you, so your listeners will understand. You have to stop and listen to what she's saying.
I am listening to what she's saying.
I heard, if I'm not mistaken, did I not hear you exhale or make some sound of exasperation?
No, sir, you did not.
Well, I heard you exhale.
Yes, sir, you might have heard me exhale. Yeah, it was not a...
Well, it sounded like an exasperated sound. I think if you're honest...
No, it was not exasperated. It was an exhalation. I've listened to the tape before.
All right. Well, I know that you've listened to the tape before. Now your audience knows you've listened to the tape before. Everybody knows you've listened to the tape before. For you, Phil, and for the people that are listening who may think that they've heard it all before and they don't need to hear it and it's a little dull or I don't know what the problem seems to be, I'm asking you to stop doing that and listen seriously to this tape. You know, they...
What am I doing? I exhaled...
I heard you go, huh, like that. Now...
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, and to me that sounded like... oh, God, do I got to listen to this again? And I'm just, please don't answer me. I'm just saying to you and anybody listening to this show tonight, if that's your attitude, I'm asking you to shelve it for a few minutes so we can listen seriously as opposed to this being a punchline for some joke.
I don't think there's anything about this woman's story that's a punchline for a joke.
Well, you say that, but I know how you and other radio personalities have treated this. You think the whole thing's a big laughing matter. Here's a woman that's been fighting for her life. She's been fighting for her life from her parents. She's been fighting for her life from the state of Florida. She's been fighting desperately to find out who killed her daughter, and now she has a vlog, and I listen to you going, huh. And I think it's rude. And
I apologize. I did not mean any rudeness. If some exasperation came through, I apologize.
Well, you know, if you've heard it all before, Phil, understand there's a lot of people listening that haven't.
And there's a lot of people that have.
I understand, so I'm telling them and you to stow it and let people listen to this.
All right, why don't we move on then?
All right, let's listen.
Okay, here again, Casey Anthony's audio vlog.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just... starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different...
Would you not drink coffee?
...ball game for me, because I've
Excuse
never
me?
Used this before.
Would you not... I can hear you drinking.
So, I guess these will be as tedious as my...
What did you want?
Why did you stop that?
I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm asking you to stop with the slamming of the coffee cup and stop with the drinking and listen to this tape.
David, I'm listening to it.
No, you're not, because I can hear slurp, slurp, coffee cup, pounding, comments, exasperation. This is a unique news event. And what I'm asking you to do is to be quiet and let me and other people that haven't heard it listen to it.
All right, I need to start the... all right, let's reboot this and... get this back up online. I'm sorry, we had the wave cart jam.
Well, the wave cart's jamming. I'm going to stop and start because I can't get you guys to be quiet so that I can listen to what this woman has to say. Now, please roll it.
So, this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer and... I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ballgame for me, because I've never used this before. So, I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been. I guess to start off this one...
Stop the tape, please. Stop the tape, please. Phil, if you would mind, would you please stop the tape?
What?
You're sitting there. I know you're sitting there with your head in your hands, trying to hold back.
I beg your pardon?
I know you're sitting there with your head in your hands.
Look, I haven't made a sound, okay?
I understand you haven't made a sound, but I'm watching a video cast, and you got your head in your hands, and you're holding back a belch or whatever you're doing. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to say this much more. You and the rest of the people in radio and the audience that think this is all a big joke, I want you to... I will not be associated with a program that takes... this kind of thing lightly.
I'm not taking anything lightly. If you see me on a video cast with my head in my hands, it may be because I've heard the tape so many times.
Well, nobody else has, okay?
And how do they know that I've got my head in my hands unless you say something?
Are people watching a video cast? Yes, they are.
Now, I got to take a break here. Hold on.
Oh, look, Doug, you're not taking a break. Hold on, I just want to say one thing. When we come back, I want to hear this whole thing again. And I don't want to hear you. Do you understand? And I don't want to feel like I'm hearing a lot of people in your audience, because I know that everybody is on the same page with you. It's a and bang, bang, that kind of thing with a coffee cup. I'm telling you, this is an important news event. This woman needs to be heard so that we can begin to figure out where, in the name of God, the individual is that killed her kid.
You don't think it's her?
Excuse me, did we just have a court case?
But you don't think it's her?
Did we just have a court case?
Yes, we did.
Was she found not guilty?
All right.
She found not guilty.
All right, hold the line here. David G. Hall with us. Our number, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI. The Casey Anthony vlog, do you think she's guilty or not? And do you think that this vlog, is there anything in this vlog that we're going to be able to find out anything from? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back here. Our number again, 1-800-520-1KFI on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, a look at the debate that might actually mean something. You don't want to make Newt mad. You wouldn't like Newt when he's mad. And more on the clear obsession to turn Wasco and Pumpkin Center into a Disneyland ride. Plus, the first 9 news nuggets of the new year coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This time of year, thousands of people will be tempted again to buy the kind of bed that keeps them tossing and turning night after night just because it's on sale. Or they could graduate from coils, springs, and sleepless nights to a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. And right now, during the final days of the Sleep Number year-end closeout event, you can save up to $800 on selected 2011 Sleep Number mattress sets. Plus, enjoy free shipping on all beds. Incredible savings on a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body, where couples can escape every night into their own personalized haven of comfort. A bed not just for the 8 hours you sleep, but the 16 hours you don't. The Sleep Number year-end closeout event, only through January 16th, and only at the Sleep Number store, where queen mattress sets now start at just $8.99.
There are 400 stores nationwide, including the Oak Shopping Center, Antelope Valley Mall, Pacific View Mall, and Glendale Galleria.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, it's down to 6 Republicans, and they're debating in New Hampshire tonight. And who knew slave questions could be inappropriate? KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Compton.
That's on the 91 West at Asatia. There's a multi-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Alameda. Also on the 91 West in Cerritos at Norwalk, there's a crash blocking the 3 left lanes there. Traffic slows at Bloomfield Avenue and stays slow to the 605. In Sherman Oaks, 101 South at the 405, there's a crash blocking the middle lane there. Traffic slows at Reseda Boulevard. In Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow between Franklin Avenue and Echo Park Avenue. 101 North is slow between Vine Street and Barham Boulevard. In West L.A., the 405 North is slow between Olympic Boulevard and Skirball Center Drive. KFI Traffic, David Penson.
Spots. Major manufacturers and warehouses clear.
This weekend, over
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairflex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Over 100 spots on display and everything must go.
All inventory 40 to 80% off.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
Spas starting at $29.95.
Take thousands on a revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise,
and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend only.
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairflex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairflex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Just 2 days left.
Today, 9 to 9.
Tomorrow, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
Or go to spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Put your tax refund to work for you at your nearby neighborhood AutoZone to do those repairs you've had to put off. AutoZone has the quality parts and expert advice you need to keep your car running strong. So don't let today's small job become tomorrow's big one. Get in the zone today.
If the car of your dreams is not the car in your garage, we should talk. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Last year, over 7,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Come by and see why.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
This is it! An historic RV savings event ends this Sunday at 6 p.m. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Fairplex in Pomona. Last year's event was record-setting. This year, we've pulled out all the stops. Live the American dream. Vacation your way in your very own RV. For these final hours at the Fairplex, save tens of thousands on toy haulers, fifth wheels, luxury diesels, and motorhomes. Even bank repos, factory returns, and dozens of fully inspected pre-owned units. America's finest bank. Manufacturers like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Forest River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. But hurry, certain models and option packages are in limited supply, and all units will be sold to the public on a first-come, first-save basis. Flexible financing options available on-site. Free admission, any trade accepted. Save tens of thousands of dollars and live the American dream as the Southern California RV Show returns, conducted by McMahon's RV. Hurry, it all ends Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Fairplex in Pomona.
I felt incredibly close to my father. A great game we played was reconnaissance expedition.
What am I supposed to find?
What are the clues?
Who said there had to be clues?
He was in the building in 9/11. After he died, I found this key in my dad's closet. He must have wanted me to find something.
The clues, of course.
Critics everywhere are praising Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. People magazine is calling it the best film of the year.
What was the dad wanted me to find? Nothing made sense.
It's never gonna make sense because it doesn't.
And now, it's been nominated for 4 Critics' Choice Movie Awards, including Best Director, Stephen Daldry, Best Adapted Screenplay, Eric Roth, and Best Picture of the Year.
Dad always said, sometimes we have to face our fears.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, starring Tom Hanks, Sandra Bullock, Thomas Horn.
If things were easy to find,
they wouldn't be worth finding.
Directed by Stephen Daldry. Rated PG-13. Now playing in select theaters everywhere. January 20th.
We're not using our microphones in the way the manufacturer intended. Pretty sure that voids our warranty.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night, Monday through Friday on KTLK AM 1150, and on Saturday nights, we're with you here on KFI AM 640. David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication for our program, on the line, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-521-KFI. I'm not exactly sure what our question is. Do they think Casey Anthony is innocent or guilty? This is an old story, David.
It may be an old story, but what's happened here is that you're playing the audio, which I want you to do, but every time you do, you've got some smart comment, Phil. I respect you as a broadcaster.
I don't have any smart comments. I was moving a coffee cup, I sniffled or whatever.
No, there was a very obvious, I've heard this on other shows, so I'm not trying to denigrate you, but I've heard I also heard this exasperated ha, or whatever you want to call it. So I think it's rude, and when we're trying to get to the bottom of a murder mystery, I think it's something that kind of thing I think we could put on the back burner.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call here on the line. We have Fran in Las Vegas tonight. Fran, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall. Go ahead, please.
I'm wondering why you're letting this man hijack your show. I mean, all I'm hearing is Foster Fighthorn. This is just plain irritating. He
doesn't. Wait. What do you mean hijack the show, ma'am? I'm the vice president of syndication, and when a member of management wants to utilize the airwaves for something important, I don't know what you mean by hijack. Mr. Henry knew that I was going to be on the program. That's not hijacking the show.
You're interrupting every 15 seconds, saying, hey, wait a minute, start it again.
Yes.
You did this, you did that.
Yes, exactly.
This is just...
Exactly.
Excuse me. We're not hearing it that way. We're hearing...
Well, what do you say we? Who are you speaking for, ma'am? We, who?
Okay, I'm speaking... Okay, then me.
Okay. All right.
you have something to do with programming?
Yes, I do, ma'am. And what I'm trying to say to my host is, quit making the smart remarks and the he's commenting.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm not hearing commenting. I'm hearing you interrupt. And
well,
I'm hearing you go off on a tangent.
I don't know what you...
Nothing.
Yes, I most certainly... This is a woman, Casey Anthony, that just released a video vlog, and it's the first time we've heard from her since the trial. And as I'm trying to listen to this, my host is slamming coffee cups. He's giving out this exasperated, huh. I just heard it.
Okay.
And I didn't go, huh.
Yes?
I'm trying to listen, and you keep interrupting. And I haven't heard the video blog because you keep saying, start the tape again.
I understand that, but you're not the only listener. We have other listeners that I have to be mindful of.
Don't you think, as the host of this show, I know this, David, and that I'm familiar with the people who want to hear this? And
if you're familiar with that, then why are you going, I'm hearing snorts and sounds and comments.
Funny, I didn't hear those.
Ma'am, I don't know, and I don't mean any offense, the state of your hearing. I don't know how old you are. I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you that I've been in radio for a long time, so I know that some audio can be heard very well by other people.
Well, maybe it's time you retired.
I hear it pretty well. You don't, so I don't know. Maybe you need to retire, or at least
hearing aid. It's my hearing. Yes. Well, that's complimentary too.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to speak some truth here. We're about truth in talk radio. And
yeah, sure.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, sure. We're about truth in talk radio. We're about everything else that it's about is entertainment. And
how dare you say that?
Anyway, I'm going to let Fran go. Thank you very much. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. I want to get to listening to this. We'll take a phone call here from Shonda in Fullerton. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm just calling from...
Fullerton?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
Are you still there?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm sorry about
that. Yes, David Hall.
I'm just calling because, as she's just spoken, we as the audience, and I'm 26, I have great hearing. I'm sitting here at work with all of my coworkers who are very interested to hear what this woman has to say.
Exactly.
And we're unable to hear any of the coffee cup or the breathing or anything like that every time he's been interrupting. We're not sure what he's talking about. We can't hear it at all. We are just...
People are
that we have to hear the tape over and over.
People
again.
Are out there wanting
we
to hear this, David.
Hear it from beginning to end.
And I want people to hear it.
I think that we can hear it.
I want you to hear it, ma'am.
Hearing it but you may be hearing it just because you're on the line with them, but nobody in the audience is hearing it. We're only hearing you consistently.
I'm simply trying to. I want to make sure that you hear every bit of this tape without Mr. Henry's sarcasm.
We won't be able to if you keep interrupting because we've.
But you won't be able to make...
We've been considering changing the station simply because you keep interrupting it.
No, you're not going to change the station. I'm telling you to leave it on this station. And
people are going
to
do what...
We will, if you would be so kind as
leave
to
it on the station.
Play the tape.
Yeah, but I will not... I don't want you... This is what you have done, Phil, in the sarcastic snorting of the nose.
The lady said she can't hear me.
Nobody is hearing but you. Nobody is hearing that but you, and that might be because you are on a direct line with them, but you have to understand
The
only thing interrupting us from hearing what you want everyone to hear is what you keep interrupting.
Well, you're interrupting me. Why are you interrupting me?
Okay, can we take a break?
Because you don't let anyone else talk.
No, but see, not you, but Mr. Henry's now interrupting me. And
I have to take a break. We have to go to news.
Oh, boy. I love how the deck just gets stacked against me right out of the gate.
Listen, Shonda, thank you very much for the call, and we're going to play every bit of that tape, so please do hang on. 1-800-520-1KFI, David G. Hall with us. We're listening to the Casey Anthony vlog, and we do want to hear it, and we want to hear it in its entirety, and we don't want to interrupt it. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. The six Republican presidential candidates debating in New Hampshire this evening the first GOP presidential primary is going to be held Tuesday. Mitt Romney's far ahead
good
of the polls
there,
and
David.
Is being attacked by the other candidates on various topics tonight. Rick Santorum says the party should nominate a leader and not merely a manager. Mitt Romney responded saying he's built businesses and added jobs as a leader in the private sector. Fox's Carl Cameron says Newt Gingrich is going after Romney in new campaign ads.
Newt Gingrich has changed his tune. Rather than being relentlessly positive, as he called it in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses, he is now going straight at Mitt Romney, and there's going to be some Gingrich scud missiles in the next few days. He's put together a web page that's called Not Romney. He's working on an ad that will go after Romney in South Carolina as a flip-flopper on abortion.
Gingrich and Mitt Romney both say they want gay couples to have legal rights, but just not the right to marry. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Cerritos.
On the 91 West at Norwalk, there's a crash still blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Bloomfield Avenue and stays slow to the 605. Also on the 91 West in Compton at Acacia, there's a multi-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Alameda. In Sherman Oaks, good news in that area. 101 South at the 405, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder and traffic has recovered. In West LA, there's some slowing on the 405 North. It's going to be slow from Wilshire Boulevard to Getty Center Drive. And in Hollywood, 101 South, the slow between Santa Monica Boulevard and Melrose Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Some parents are angry at a school in Georgia because of a homework assignment. Third graders were asked to solve math problems by asking how many slaves are picking up oranges and how many beatings the slave took. The school district says the teachers did not write the questions, but that it was meant to be part of a cross-curricular lesson.
I was definitely insulted by it. Me and my wife was furious.
Parent Chris Braxton says a district employee admitted the questions were inappropriate, but says the teacher should have known better and not sent the work home. A rare duck has shown up in California, not on a dinner plate, darn, but in a wildlife refuge.
The falcated duck, which is a common bird in China but not usually found in the United States, has been waddling around with mallards, pintails, and geese in part of the Sacramento Wildlife Refuge about 70 miles north of the state capital. Since the rare duck with green and bronze iridescent feathers was first spotted on December 8th, bird watchers from all over the U.S., as far away as Florida and even Canada, have made trips to the Central Valley to take a look. Officials say they don't know if the duck escaped from a private collection or zoo or somehow got here on its own from Asia. Long flight. Amy King, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You're not recording this, are you?
Okay.
And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then come to Morongo and play for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number four.
Golf. Yeah, golf in Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Chukwet Canyon.
Three.
Ahoy, matey. It's a blissful, beautiful bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number two.
January is the time for after holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican Buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Clear, cool, and windy this evening, lows in the mid-40s. It'll be clear and warm to hot again tomorrow during the day, highs in the mid-80s. It'll be the same heading into next week. Get used to it. 54 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website. No, we have a massive find the part you need, get it delivered, save cash site. AdvanceAutoParts.com. I tell you to type that into your browser, but when you're on AdvanceAutoParts.com, you ain't browsing. You're getting stuff done. And now, save an additional 15% on orders of $100 or more. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
All of this holiday spending, great for the credit card companies, not so great for you. You miss one payment, they can jack up your rates 30%. They gouge you with penalty fees up to $35 a pop. So let me recommend a company called Prosper.com. And if you've got good credit, you can get a loan through Prosper up to $25,000 in just a few days. Prosper.com is another way of borrowing. And for you, for anyone, that means lower monthly payments and great rates. And rates start at just 6.6% APR for the best borrowers. And unlike credit cards, Prosper will never increase your interest rate or change the terms of your loan. So stop burning that money paying interest and fees on your credit cards. Use Prosper.com to lower your monthly debt payments, pay off your credit cards, pay for unexpected events, even start a business. Get a low rate up to $25,000 in days. Prosper.com, Prosper.com.
The Epson Workforce Pro Printer is the world's fastest two-sided inkjet printer. It's fast. We're talking a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. And not only is it fast, it's budget-friendly too, saving you on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Run your business at full speed for less. The blistering fast, cost-efficient Epson Workforce Pro. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, BestBuy.com, and Epson.com.
50,000 watts of common sense.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Saturday nights till 10. And, of course, we have in our final hour, our news and information hour. But right now we have David G. Hall. He's the vice president of syndication for our show as we discuss the Casey Anthony vlog. We're hearing the audio, and we've got people that are irritated here, David. So I don't know what you want me to do.
I want you to deal with the listeners, and then I will tell them how we do things as professionals. We obviously have people that are upset with you for being sarcastic, and people want more information from me on why we make the decisions we make.
I've heard something decidedly different.
Well, Phil, again, you know, I don't think that anybody's interested in your opinion. We want to hear Casey Anthony.
Right, we do, and we haven't been able to hear her. 1-800-5201-KFI. Here is, I believe that's Tisha or Trisha in Costa Mesa. Go ahead, Trisha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. But at some point, we want to hear the tape.
I understand you want to hear the tape.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm not interested in listening to her because she, the little tot mom, all she wants are attention, and I'm not interested in her attention. I'm not interested in listening to her at all.
There you go.
And you can tell your vice president.
Well,
to,
you use the term there. You use a term that you shouldn't use, ma'am.
What?
Well, you use that tot bomb thing. That's, I don't want to hear that. The reason why I don't want to hear it.
That's not my problem, what you want to hear or not want to hear. We pay.
What? Why don't you want to hear that, David?
Your show.
Because she's, it's Nancy Grace. This woman's plugging Nancy Grace.
Okay? And so we can say whatever we want, just like John and Ken can say whatever they want.
That's John and Ken. They host the show. You're a caller. You don't get to do that. And I'm saying that.
I can do whatever I want.
Yes, she does.
I'm a caller. I listen, and your ratings can go down, buddy, because of people like you.
Why? Because I don't let you say tot bomb?
Cool it and let's still talk and do whatever you want from his show.
Let me say this. Let me just say this.
But wait a minute. She said tot bomb, and I don't like that.
I want to.
I don't care what you say.
I'm the vice president of syndication. The point that I. Why would you allow. Why do you want to call her tot bomb when the woman is. All I want is to hear what she's got to say.
Baby killer. Just because she was found innocent does not mean that she did not kill that baby.
What about that, David? I mean, David, everybody. We all saw the trial. We all heard the testimony. That woman.
I think we need to give. We need to give this woman a chance. I want to hear what she has to say. And when you, Phil, are going to her.
She said, baby killer.
Oh, so.
And we don't
I got it. So, Trisha in Costa Mesa. I got it. Trisha in Costa Mesa is the judge and jury. And
no, she already had a judge and jury, and they gave her, you know, they acquitted her.
Right.
Because they were morons. She's obviously killing her baby, and she did.
Is she killing it, or did she kill it?
Even Dr. G knows she killed her. It's homicide. Do you understand homicide?
Who's Dr. G? Are you talking about Nancy Grace? I don't have... Ma'am, everything you're saying I agree with, but when you said tot mom, that's what got me angry.
We're not getting angry about the use of the word tot mom, okay? If the lady wants to use that term, I want to hear this tape.
Yeah, but when you go tot mom...
Mention her name because she is a baby killer. So she should have nothing to say except, yes, I killed my baby.
All right, well, at this particular point, what I'm going to ask you to do is to listen to
just
the
like
tape.
Stupid O.J. Simpson.
Play the tape for this woman, please. Play the tape for this woman, please, Phil. because she says
not interested in listening to her tape.
I want you to listen to it now. Now I insist that you listen to it after I heard what you just said.
This is my first video diary.
Wait a minute. There's too much noise.
October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011.
Are you listening?
And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer.
This is ridiculous.
I'm listening it so far.
I insist that you listen to it. I insist.
Ball game for me.
You know what that means, right?
I've never used this before.
What if I don't?
So I will then tell you not to listen to the station any longer.
Hold on for a minute. I can't hear anybody talking because there's too many people talking over each other. Trisha, thank
you. Interested in listening to her. Trisha, don't you get it?
Thank you for your call.
There are more people who want to hear her, but you are butting in.
Nobody cares about you.
Ma'am, you're butting in and you're calling her tot mom. Two big problems right there. Number three. When I start to play the tape, you're all bah, just like what Mr. Henry was doing when he was bumping his coffee cup and was being rude. Well, I'm going to we'll take a vote then. We'll see how many people agree with you.
We're
going to
play the tape. Trisha, thank you for your call. I'm going to play the tape, okay?
Don't start gritting your teeth with me. I am on this radio program.
I know why you're on the radio program. I want to listen to the tape. Hold on, everybody. Here it is, Casey Anthony and her vlog.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th.
Turn it off.
Thursday,
2011.
What? Why do I have to turn it off?
I'm just starting to figure out.
I think what's going on here now is I think there's a hideous manipulation of the information that I need to defend myself because now I have people calling me and telling me to shut up and this and that.
And so now we got to hear from you and not Casey Anthony.
No, we don't have to hear from me. That's what people did. Now take another phone call, please.
I would rather play this tape.
I'm telling you to take another phone call.
1-800-520-1KFI on the Phil Henry Show. Let me go to a phone call here. This is Greg in Chino. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir, thank you.
My comments are to Mr. Hall.
Yes, sir.
And I was calling in first to get your full name and your title. So you're the VP of syndication?
Yes, the syndicated product, yes, sir.
Okay, so do you work for KFI?
I am an independent broadcast consultant, and I advise a variety of national radio and television products.
Okay, great. So, you know, not that I have any love for Mr. Henry, but you have been nothing but inconsiderate to him and, more importantly, to the callers.
You wanted to get the shot in on Phil, didn't you? Let
the man finish.
Yeah, but he got a shot in on you. Did you hear that?
That's his opinion. That's fine.
He didn't have any love for you.
So, okay.
Okay, no. Okay, I don't always agree with him, and that's fine. That's the American way. The issue here is you are insulting these ladies. You are acting unprofessional.
Ladies?
And your bosses need to hear this, and they need to consider reappointing you to another position. Okay?
I don't think that's necessary.
Nothing to me.
What I mean to me
is that you are insulting. Okay, you're trying to cut me off again.
No, I'm not. I just disagree with you, that's all.
The listening public. Okay, this company, KFI, is there to do three things. One is to inform the people. Two is to make money for the shareholders. And three, the way they make money is the advertisers.
Sir, I don't know. If you're telling me my business. I don't think you can have a right to do that.
I think I can tell you your business. You obviously don't know what it is.
Well, what is your business? I'll tell you all about how to hose off a sidewalk, right?
Okay, let's not be smart. As the gentleman's making a point here, okay?
Telling me about my business.
Yeah, and you know what? When you indicated that these ladies weren't professional, is the height of hypocrisy.
Greg, let me tell you how to go out and do lot pickup after they close McDonald's.
What?
I cannot believe anyone that has a VP status would consider doing this.
Sir, I still don't know what it is I'm doing other than wanting to hear this tape all the way through without the sarcastic comments of the host, which I've been hearing not only on this show, but on a lot of other shows since this tape came out. When I directed the host not to be sarcastic, he started, all these noises. I said, would you please stop doing it? Now all of a sudden there's people calling.
And then when I went to play the tape, you told me to stop.
Because now I have to defend myself.
Let me get another Okay, let me say one thing. Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
You there?
Okay. I'm right here.
He's going to tell you your business, Bill.
Would you just let me talk to the man, please?
Okay, my opinion is appease this jerk. Turn off your mic, and when he says you made a noise again, inform him your mic was off. Because this guy is just trying to make you look bad. He's insulting
that
the public.
That is a slander.
I don't care
that's
about
slanderous.
Anthony.
I'm going to find out what Burger King you work at, and I'm going to sue you.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and try, because at this point, I'm going to be calling your boss.
I'll sue you and Burger King.
Okay, or KFI to call your bosses. Okay, to recommend that you be dismissed.
I beg your pardon, sir. That is your right, sir, but I'm saying that all I was trying to do was get with news information that was published previously on YouTube over the air for the listeners to hear. And you call in
then
wherever.
Then let replay it.
That's what I wanted to do.
All right, go ahead, play it. And you listen, sir, as Mr. Henry makes his little sarcastic, bleh, ha-ha, whatever he does. Go ahead, listen to it.
You know what? It's his personal right to do that if he wants.
Oh, brother.
Okay, let's listen to the...
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much, sir.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer.
Hey, I can see you on a video cast smiling and making faces.
I don't know. I guess
I'm not making any faces.
Yes, you are.
It's obviously a different ballgame for me because I've never used this before. So I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been.
Yeah, now I get to make noises because it's not fair.
I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last.
We got to take a break, David.
Oh yeah, sure. You got to take a break.
We do have to take a break. We'll be back. We'll play the rest of the tape. World famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
What a chip.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday morning news, a look at the debate that might actually mean something. You don't want to make
great
Newt
calls,
mad.
David.
You
outstanding.
Wouldn't like Newt when he's mad. And more on
the clear obsession to turn Wasco and Pumpkin Turner into a Disneyland down on the phone.
Plus the first news nuggets
I also
of the new
thought
year
about,
coming
I wonder
up tomorrow
if I had threatened to walk off the show.
Because news doesn't take the weekend
off. If you did.
If I threatened to walk off the show.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr.
Last year, over
I'll turn his mic pot down, and then he'll like get really
Ben's
fucking pissed.
Come true.
Yeah, does it? Don't you dare, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm proud
you
to
pull
say
that phone down, you might as well don't show up
for
work.
The 13th consecutive year. If you missed our December winter event, you're still in luck.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off our giant 20th pre-owned anniversary event this week with over 750 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that must be sold.
We've recently taken in a record number of pampered local vehicles. Our huge inventory of Fletcher Jones Platinum Certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are all sales tagged. Remember, only one out of every three qualify. The rest, we sell to less discriminating dealers. This event only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Number one claim based on Mercedes-Benz USA new and pre-owned sales results 11/30/11.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, without Michelle Bachmann, it's all he said in tonight's presidential debate. And it's been 1 year since the shooting in Arizona. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in the Sepulveda Pass.
On the 405 North at Mulholland, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic's going to be jammed from Santa Monica Boulevard. In Cerritos, 91 West at Norwalk, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Bloomfield Avenue and stays slow to the 605. In Carson, 91 West at Asatia, there's a multi-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Alameda. In Hollywood, it's slow from the Hollywood Boulevard to Silver Lake Boulevard on the 101. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In Industry, 605 North is slow between the 60 and Valley Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Big O Tires. I'm David Penson.
Spas. Major manufacturers and warhouses clearance.
This weekend, over
three huge locations.
Whoa.
Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairflex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Boy, New Orleans just scored a touchdown. That was wide open.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
Spas starting at 29,000
to the revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa.
37-21 Saints.
60% exercise with low impact. Swim the entire year and
so much for the upset.
Unwind and save thousands. thousands. Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool. You can do it all. Swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa. Installation in one day only.
Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend only.
Three huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairflex Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Three huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairflex Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Just 2 days left.
Today, 9 to 9.
Tomorrow, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
Or go to SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
Get in the zone.
Use your tax refund to do those auto repairs you've been putting off. At AutoZone, we can help make your refund go a long way. From brakes to engines, AutoZone has the quality parts, low prices, and expert advice to help you get your car back in top working order. So don't put it off any longer. Come to AutoZone today and put your tax refund to work before those small repairs become big ones. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
This time of year, thousands of people will be tempted again to buy the kind of bed that keeps them tossing and turning night after night just because it's on sale. Or they could graduate from coils, springs, and sleepless nights to a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. And right now, during the final days of the Sleep Number year-end closeout event, you can save up to $800 on selected 2011 Sleep Number mattress sets. Plus, enjoy free shipping on all beds. Incredible savings on a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body, where couples can escape every night into their own personalized haven of comfort. A bed not just for the 8 hours you sleep, but the 16 hours you don't. The Sleep Number year-end closeout event, only through January 16th, and only at the Sleep Number store, where Queen mattress sets now start at just $8.99.
There are 400 stores nationwide, including the shops at Mission Viejo, Fashion Island Mall, Galleria at Tyler, and Santa Anita Fashion Park.
Start the new year with big savings at Big O Tires. Save up to $200 when you buy four select Big O brand tires, now for a limited time. So buy four select Big O brand tires, pocket up to $200. For details and for your nearest participating Big O Tires, call 1-800-NEW-TIRES.
Toyota owners, ski season has arrived. Your participating Toyota dealer has a voucher good for two tickets to Mountain High.
Hey, Phil, you know the over-under for this game is 59.
It was it really?
99 or more.
Yeah, it has the highest in playoff history.
Visit your local it's 50-fucking-9 right now, man.
KFI, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, my God.
iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
At iHeartRadio station. KFI.
More stimulating.
He has, like, the highest odds makers ever had it. And you're hot.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio on Saturday nights till 10 o'clock. David G. Hall with us as we talk about the Casey Anthony audio and video vlog that was online this week. We have been spending an awful lot of time, David, trying to listen to this thing.
All right, well, go ahead and listen to it.
Okay, but I have to tell you something, and I apologize. If I hear any noise out of you, I'm going to turn your pot down.
Say that again.
I beg your pardon?
Say what you just said again.
I said if I hear any noise out of you, I'm going to cut your pot. I'm going to turn the volume down.
Well, I can tell you this, Phil. If you do that, then you might as well just walk off the show.
Why is that?
Because you're not going to have a job. And I hate to say that in front of the people that are listening tonight. You will not, let me repeat myself, you will not turn my volume down.
If I hear you say anything, that's what I'm going to do.
Let me tell you the mood that I'm in right now. I just want to, okay?
No, I'm not interested because I don't have a lot of time. I got to play this tape.
You know the over-under on this Lions-Saints game is 59. Guess what the score is right now? 38-21. What's that make?
59.
Right. And I took the under. Now, you could call me stupid. And maybe I am. But that's one more part of my bad boot tonight. So this isn't just about Casey Anthony. It's about how... It is impossible what's happened. The over... Never mind. Play your tape, but if you turn my volume off...
I don't care about your betting habits, and I think that's a little embarrassing for you to bring up.
Excuse me.
Hold on for a minute. Here then, ladies and gentlemen, is the KC Anthony audio.
So, this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and... I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ballgame for me, because I've never used this before.
Guts on you.
So, I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been. I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this. And, you know, I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log, take some pictures, and then I have something that I can finally call mine.
Oh, man.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even, you know, as silly as saying that I have a computer.
Okay, David, that's it. You know, I mean, I told you and I said that I would cut your pot off, and I'm not even going to do that. I'm telling you, you're doing that on purpose.
What?
Oh, man. You haven't shut up since I started rolling this.
You know, you're the guy in charge of the volume, not me.
I'm going to play this whole tape tonight. Don't even worry about it. Here is Dolph on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. Dolph, is it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir, indeed. I'm so glad, Phil. I usually can't get through to you. I'm really
What's
sorry.
What's this guy's
about
name?
This
Dolph? D-O-L-P-H, is
yes,
that your
sir.
Name?
D-O-L-P-H, yes.
What's that short for?
It's short for Randolph.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, he's connected to you in a different way. I got the radio, and I heard, I didn't hear any coffee cups or sighs or exasperations. I really didn't hear, I heard that, but I really didn't hear any sarcasm, you know, maybe
all
you,
right. Well, then you don't have a problem at all. Then you don't have a problem at all. Thank you for your call.
You, now, see, you're interrupting me, David. See how you are?
All right.
A big problem.
Let me move
you,
on to another call.
Right?
Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-521-KFI. Justin, go ahead, because we've got very little time left.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Phil, you have a great show. I listen constantly. And,
thank you very much. David, I appreciate that. Let's go to Angela here on the Phil Hendry Show. Angela, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, ma'am.
You're rolling for these balls.
Well, I was calling. Right. I'm calling for the first time just to let you know the idiot, the VP, that whatever company, for you
idiot.
To be interrupting people when they're calling, can you not say anything until I'm funny, finish talking?
You can talk
to your
kids, you can
talk
idiot.
To your wife that way, but you are not going to disrespect me when people are trying to call and have your ratings go higher.
You did call.
I'm serious. You should just stay quiet and let people talk for once. First of all,
ratings may go down
we
want
to hear
talk.
What this lady... This lady wants to say something on her video blog. You keep saying, play the video,
right.
But how are we supposed to listen if you don't keep your mouth shut?
Right.
Keep it shut, we can hear the video, and nobody would call and be harassing you and talking crap to you. It's as simple as that. You listen to people talk, then you have your turn to speak. But otherwise than that, you just shut your mouth.
Mr. Hendry didn't shut up. Mr. Hendry kept going blah, blah, blah.
You know what? Mr. Hendry is doing a fabulous job. So if you want to threaten him with his job because he wants to turn your mic down, for you to shut your mouth, I think it should be a good idea for you just to shut your mouth and him turn the volume down because I think you're the one who should be losing their job.
All right, I'll shut my mouth. I'll shut my mouth. I won't say a word, and you watch what happens. He'll be sarcastic.
Can you play the tape?
We'll play the tape right at. We'll play the tape.
Can you keep your mouth shut?
Phil, she's talking to me, not you.
All right.
I'll keep my mouth shut, yes.
All right. Okay. Angela, thank you. I got to take a break for our news. Thank you very much. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, January 7th.
The news is buffering.
I just
Please
blew through those
by.
Two guys, David, because they sounded like
KFI
fanboys.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.
KFI News.
I should have been wrong about that Dolph guy.
And all weekend long.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
Now, I don't know whether we ought to keep going with this or not.
Going at it in the first of two this weekend. I'm Michael Crozier. The six remaining Republican presidential candidates have finished the first of two weekend debates.
What do you think as far as another angle?
First in the nation primary. Tonight's topics range
well, we
from
haven't
US
really heard the whole thing.
To Afghanistan. Rick's
right. And in listening to the whole thing, we could actually get into a discussion of whether or not she's guilty or not. Yeah, David may say, listen to that woman. I can hear her pain. I can hear her.
This is
only inches that kind of an angle.
You're going to say how hot she was.
Yeah, what a piece of ass she is, and how could she be guilty? That kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I think we can do that.
Okay. Provide. John Huntsman says he would close all tax loopholes, which would bring in trillions of dollars to pay down the nation's debt. Independent voters can vote in either party's primary. They're expected to play an important role Tuesday. Fox's Steve Brown says independents don't necessarily go to candidate events, but they do watch the debates.
They do pay attention to the debates, according to data, research polling. About 77% in one poll have watched a lot or at least some of the debate so far.
Recent polls show Romney has as much as a 20-point lead headed into Tuesday's primary. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Sepulveda Pass is messed up.
That's the 405 North at Mulholland. There's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic is jammed from Santa Monica Boulevard. In Norwalk, 5 North before Florence, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Rosecrans Avenue. In Cerritos, 91 West at Norwalk.
Oh,
that
wow.
Earlier crash has been cleared over the right shoulder. Traffic still slows at Bloomfield Avenue. In Carson, 91 West at Acacia. That earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered. In Mid-City, the 10 East is slow from
Working Crenshaw, the over-under angle might be funny, too.
In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to Silver Lake Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be funny.
The news is brought to you by Sit and Sleep. Red flag warnings have been posted for much of Southern California. National Weather Service's Stuart Cito says high winds and low humidity will be here tonight into tomorrow.
These red flag warnings are in conjunction with the high wind warnings that are also out. And then it looks like for the Los Angeles Ventura County Mountains, this warning is going to start around 10 p.m. this evening and run until 6 p.m. Sunday.
Peak gusts of 60 miles per hour expected in the hills, 50 miles per hour in the flat valleys are anticipated. Sunday marks the one-year anniversary since Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot.
The Arizona Democrat has marked the anniversary of the shooting by visiting her office in Tucson for a ceremony honoring a staff member who was one of six people killed when a gunman opened fire on a Congress on Your Corner event. Giffords was shot in the head and 12 others were wounded. The shooting suspect, 23-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, has been in a federal prison facility claiming he is mentally unfit for trial. Giffords is now able to walk and talk and says she's determined to go back to Congress, but she's only cast one vote to raise the debt ceiling. She faces a deadline in May to qualify for the November ballot. Terry Anzer, KFI News.
President Obama says the New Year's means a familiar resolution. In his weekly media address, President says he's focused on continuing to grow the economy.
I'm going to keep doing whatever it takes to move this economy forward and to make sure that middle-class families regain the security they've lost over the past decade. That's my New Year's resolution to all of you.
The president appointed Richard Cordray as the new head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, protecting American consumers. In the Republicans' weekly address, New York Representative Nan Hayworth said the Senate has failed to respond to the economic crisis.
Right now, there are nearly 30 jobs bills passed by the House with support from both Republicans and Democrats that are awaiting action in the Democratic-run Senate.
Republicans' bill includes tax incentives for business expensing, a full-year extension of payroll tax, and unemployment insurance. At least he didn't tell her it was oregano. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing.
You're not recording this, are you? Okay.
And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then come to Morongo and play for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number four.
Golf. Yeah, golf in Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Tukwet Canyon.
Three.
Ahoy, matey. It's a blissful, beautiful bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number two.
January is the time for after holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican Buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
A grandmother in southwestern Pennsylvania says she just wanted something to look pretty next to her tomatoes. So some bearded stranger with a pointy hat gave her some seeds and told her they were flowers, not beans. She tossed a handful into her garden. They did grow. Police say they got a tip and went to check out 67-year-old Alberta Kelly's garden. They found seven very well-cultivated 4-foot marijuana plants behind her home. She told a jury she had no idea what she was growing. They bought it. She was cleared of drug possession and manufacturing charges. Southland weather from KFI. The wind's going to make for clear skies tonight into tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunny skies and hot again tomorrow during the day. Mid-70s at the beaches. Low 80s. Metro LA, Orange County. Mid-80s in the valleys. It'll be like that into next week. Right now in Anaheim, 57, Newport Beach, 55, Cerritos, 56, Long Beach, 54 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous and getting famouser Phil Henry Show here every Saturday night until 10. And we're on weeknights from 10 to 1 on the West Coast on KTLK AM 1150 on a network of 120 stations. And we're, of course, every night on philhenryshow.com, our website, where we have live streaming video of our show on Phil TV in HD. By the way, with Thanksgiving, with Valentine's Day coming up, check out our shop. Pick up a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie while you're there. With me is David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication for our show and a number of other shows. And we have had a contentious meeting here, David, and all I'm asking is that we be able to listen to this show, listen rather to this tape, and then we can comment on what's on it.
That's fine. That's all I've ever wanted to do, was to listen to this, and all I heard was ha-ha and her.
And well, but you know that in the last hour we've attempted to play it a number of times, and you've made comments.
All right, well, if you want to score that point, that's good. I'll give you that point, but...
I'm not here to score points. I'm here to listen to this tape. And then we can have a discussion of what's on it, and we can have a discussion as to what the what you think the contents of it portend, what it means, guilt, innocence. I don't know really what it is that you want to get from it.
What I wanted to do was hear it and then make up my own mind as to what her next move is going to be. Because I think we have to look at this from this standpoint. She has been adjudicated not guilty. Okay. Then who else might have done it? What is going to be her next move? And I also would like a little bit of sensitivity for those of us who have an open mind about this, and for those of us who in the last couple of hours have had to sit and watch this football game, which is now well over the 59-point over-under, and some of us might have put money on the under. I did. This is a distressing... And you can laugh if you want to, Phil.
Your football bets have nothing to do with this.
Well, you may not think they do, but let me tell you this much. Everything in life has an effect on how we deal with other situations. It may be the weekend, and maybe I'm not working. You know something? You want to know how much money? I put a couple of grand on the under. So I'm out that much money. So I ask for a little bit of sensitivity in what I'm trying to say.
Let's listen now to...
Do you understand what I'm saying, or are you just going to go, let's listen now, too?
Yes, I understand.
Wait, understand what?
You lost $2,000 betting the under in the game tonight.
Well, you're making it sound like I've got a gambling problem. What I'm trying to say is...
Well, what is... Then what's the point?
The point is that I'm asking you to have some sensitivity to those of us who believe they want to have an open mind about... Never mind. Just play the tape, please.
I'm listening to you, David.
Never mind. Play the tape, please. God, I can't get out what I want to say.
Here is Casey Anthony, and...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Here is Casey Anthony now and her audio vlog.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and... I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ballgame for me because I've never used this before. So I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been. And I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this. And I'm extremely... excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log.
All right. Can I ask you something?
Some pictures, and then
yes.
I have something that I can finally call.
All right, I'll wait.
I don't know.
Man.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even, you know, as silly as saying that I have a computer and a camera and a phone... Granted, you know, I wouldn't have the phone without you. And I actually now paid for my own computer.
It was edited out of word.
The camera was a gift, but these are things that are mine that I don't have to I don't know, that I don't have to give back. It's kind of nice finally being able to say that I have some belongings that are mine that I'll be able to take with me after I leave here next year.
Is there much more on this?
There's another 3 minutes.
It's kind of funny to think about, actually.
Well, I don't think we need to hear the whole thing.
It's going to be a while since I leave.
Well, I mean,
I don't think we need to hear the whole thing. I got the essence. I want to talk to you about this. Please turn the tape off, please, because I've got a couple things I want to say. Number one, when you hear her say that there are things that I don't have and I finally have some things that I can have that I belong to or that belong to me, you can hear in that woman's voice a gladness or a happiness over the fact that she is no longer being manhandled and pawed at and looked at and people, you can well imagine drooling and, you know what I mean? And so I think there's a bit of humanity there that we have to think about. Now, if you are looking at this with an open mind, that she did not do this horrible crime, she's looking for a place to breathe, to get her head together, and figure out her next move. And so that's why she's saying, I finally, thank God, I've got something of my own. And when you look at Casey Anthony, and you can well imagine guys look at her and send her all kinds of filthy mail. I bet you anything, she gets mail from guys that are, you know, I don't want to say anything graphic, but they send pictures of themselves, and I'm sure you understand what that's about. Right?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at, yeah.
All right, and so here's a woman who can't even find an understanding man. It's either going to be some guy that wants to ride her fortune or some pervert sitting in a jail cell someplace. So I think we heard something very pivotal there. She's finally able to breathe free and have a computer and sit down and get back into the business maybe of looking to see who killed her daughter.
All right. Can I give an opinion here?
Well, yeah, you've got a whole show to give opinions. I just gave an opinion, and that's what I want people to call in on.
Do I get to express an opinion?
You get the whole show to do an opinion. You've been giving opinions for 3 weeks or for the course of this trial.
All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. I guess I don't get to weigh in.
But the topic this hour isn't, boy, poor Phil, he doesn't get to give an opinion. The topic this hour is, what do you think about what you just heard? See, I got to say it all over again. Would you say it, please?
All right, what you just said was, doesn't she sound like an individual who is finally breathing free? She's got some space. She can sit down at her computer and try to figure out who really murdered her daughter. And she's probably getting all kinds of filthy mail from jail cell inmates, and she's getting a lot of usurious mail from other men. And so this is a nice moment for her. That's what you heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what a lot of people heard, yeah. And that's my opinion. And then you wanted to come in and give your opinion, which is fine, Phil, but you've had all through the trial to give your opinion.
So I will not be allowed an opinion on this show.
Again, you're making it about you. I can't believe this. I can't believe how you make it about you. How you make it about you, which you don't get. Which you don't get to do. I just got done telling you what I think. You gave the phone number, so we don't have to worry about you right now. And I had mentioned the over-under, not because I've got a gambling problem, which I really resent you saying, but because...
I didn't say you had a gambling problem. I wanted to know what that has to do with it.
Because I dropped $2,000 on the under.
And that affects your mood?
Yes.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this evening, talking to David G. Hall about this Casey Anthony vlog. It was David's view that she sounded as if she's breathing a sigh of relief, that she has some space, that she has a moment to collect herself. She can now use her computer. She can perhaps do some further research on who might have done this dastardly deed to her daughter. She also is probably welcoming the ability to express herself and not have to just see the perverted mail that comes into her from jail inmates. And I think I got all of that said in the right amount of, in the right way. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, and more from David G. Hall, and perhaps more from this on-air vlog from, or this online vlog, I should say, from Casey Anthony. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
And clear.
Come on.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, a look at the debate that might actually mean something. You don't want to make Newt mad. You wouldn't like Newt when he's mad. And more on the clear obsession to turn Wasco and Pumpkin Center into a Disneyland ride. Plus, the first 9 news nuggets of the new year coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, Mitt Romney says he wants troops out of Afghanistan. And no reason yet why a man tried to kill his wife before killing himself. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash Sepulveda Pass.
That's on the 405 North at Mulholland. There's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic is jammed from Santa Monica Boulevard in Norwalk on the 5 North before Florence. There's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Rosecrans Avenue. And in Cerritos on the 91 West at Norwalk, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic has completely recovered in that area. In Mid-City, 10 East is going to be slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. And in Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to Silver Lake Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Spots. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend, over
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairplex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Over 100 spas on display and everything must go.
All inventory 40 to 80% off.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
Spas starting at $29.95.
Thousands of the revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise,
and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend only.
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairplex, Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
3 huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairplex, Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Just 2 days left.
Today, 9 to 9.
Tomorrow, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
Or go to spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Put your tax refund to work for you at your nearby neighborhood AutoZone to do those repairs you've had to put off. AutoZone has the quality parts and expert advice you need to keep your car running strong, so don't let today's small job become tomorrow's big one. Get in the zone today.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Last year, over 7,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. I'm proud to say we're still the number one dealership for the 13th consecutive year. If you missed our December winter event, you're still in luck.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off our giant 20th pre-owned anniversary event this week with over 750 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that must be sold.
We've recently taken in a record number of pampered local vehicles. Our huge inventory of Fletcher Jones Platinum Certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are all sales tagged. Remember, only one out of every three qualify. The rest, we sell to less discriminating dealers. This event only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Number one claim based on Mercedes-Benz USA new and pre-owned sales results 11/30/11.
Hey, Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. We needed a phone system. You know, in 2011, we built this beautiful new studio. And, you know, I have 20 employees now. I couldn't really make them use their cell phones anymore. But they wanted to, right? So that's when Russell, my IT guy, said, Ring Central. And boy, 6 months in, I am so glad he did. First of all, it saves me money. $25 a month per user includes unlimited usage for calls and faxes. There's zero startup costs because I don't have to buy a PBX box. No configuration issues. You just plug the phone in the wall, and it does everything I need. I get faxes in my inbox. It works with my smartphone. I can call people back from our work number using my cell phone, even call extensions. I mean, it's like I'm there. It's the number one cloud phone system for business, and now I know why. I want you to try it. A 30-day risk-free trial waits you at ringcentral.com or call 800-800-4070, 800-800-4070. You'll find out why I love RingCentral. You will too. ringcentral.com, 800-800-4070.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
It's finally here.
And it's like really big.
Mike Thompson, Santa Fe Springs RV Superstore's year-end clearance model closeout inventory reduction everything must go show.
Mike Thompson RV, just 8 miles north of Disneyland on the 5 at the Valley View exit.
Never want to miss a thing? Go to KFIAM640.com and download the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. Listen to KFI wherever you are.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
KFI, an iHeartRadio station.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Hendry Show. Now, David G. Hall is with us as we discuss this Casey Anthony vlog. Last hour, we had an entire contretemps about who was butting into who. And we're going to get to some phone calls, but you have a request that we play this.
Play it, and we play the pivotal parts. It's 4 minutes long. It's too long, but I want you to play select parts here so people will get an idea of what it is I'm talking about.
So we're not going to hear the whole thing.
You can hear the whole... There's no need to hear 4 minutes. I'm not going to have you play 4 minutes worth. And I also said to you not to turn my microphone off. I don't know whether you've done that or not.
No, I haven't yet, but if I keep hearing the interruptions, I will.
And that's when I told you, no, you may not.
So we're back to where we were then, okay.
No, we're not back to where we were. I told you don't cut off my microphone.
1-800-520-1KFI. Here is, fine. Here is Roy in Upland. Go ahead, Roy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall.
Hey, Phil. Way to go standing up to that self-important bully. You know what?
Standing up to me.
He's not
standing up to me. He's not standing up to me.
All right, let the men talk, okay?
Because, of course, with an open mind...
Nobody heard what you just said, sir.
The past.
Would you let the man talk?
Yeah, but nobody's hearing it.
David has a problem with common courtesy. He has problem with a number of things.
What did you say?
I think he's obsessed with the idea that his pictures may not be getting through to Casey. And, David, I hate to be the one that gives you
Isn't
this bit
funny?
Of news, but you're not going to go to bed with her.
I don't want to go to bed with her. Why would I want to go to bed with her? I can get all the women I want. I can get all the women I want. That's how much money I've got.
Okay, isn't that interesting?
You have issues, David. I would suggest...
I'll tell you what. How often I get laid is none of your business. Let's put it that way.
All right.
And I would also consider going to some Gamblers Anonymous meetings.
Why?
by the way, your wager doesn't say that you're stupid, David. It says what we all know. You're a loser.
Click. Oh, you didn't hang up. Let me just say this.
Oh, no, no,
I
no,
do.
David,
I do. I am telling
you.
Well,
as are most of the
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Some of whom who have perfectly called in this evening trying to get you to understand
what?
That no matter how often you interrupt and how loudly you run your mouth, you're still the loser.
All right, tell this guy, hang up on this man, please.
You're the problem.
Hang up on this man,
Phil.
No, I'm not going to hang up on him because he's a caller to my show.
Hang up on the man.
Anyone should be losing
no.
their job, David. It is you.
Who's going to fire me? You? No. What I'm saying here,
David,
you,
David, fortunately,
you?
There
it's going to take more
with
you?
Brains
and
who's going to
fire
adults.
Me? You?
And anyone who's heard you this evening on the program that is in any position of authority with KFI should
play
get
the
rid
tape.
Of you
I need something. Play the tape to drive
and
this
Phil,
guy
you
out.
Probably no. deserve a raise just for having to put
no,
up with
no,
this.
No, Mr. Hendry is not going to get a raise.
No.
He's going to be lucky if he's got a job at the end of this. And you,
shut up,
by you
boy.
Calling in, you have ensured that his job is even worse off. His job is now at in jeopardy. And you just got Phil Henry fired. I hope you feel good.
You are amazing. You truly are.
Play the tape, Phil.
No, I don't want to play the tape.
Play the tape.
It's been nice finally being able to say that I have some belongings that are mine.
This guy, you know what you sound like? You're an out-of-work disc jockey. I finally figured. Is this Magic Matt?
Magic Matt.
No matter what happens.
And don't take direction from him.
Until it's over.
Do not take direction from this guy.
I don't give a damn what he threatens.
Don't you dare take direction from him.
Start the tape and play it.
It's his job. You like to play with other people's jobs that way, huh, Roy? Among the other things that you play with. Yeah, I bet you'd like to play with my job.
Casey Anthony, obviously.
There's a bunch of kids on the block that think you want to play with their job.
Wait, whoa, watch that, okay?
Thanks. I think we'd all appreciate it if you do that. Goodbye.
Well,
yeah, click. There he goes. What a gutless wonder. Play the tape.
No, wait, don't tell me to play the tape.
No, I'm telling you to play the tape or you're going to lose your job.
It's kind of funny to think about, actually.
I can't hear it.
I know it's going to be a while since I leave. I'll be here for
louder.
Many, many months more.
Louder!
I'm only here for 6 months. Even if I get off probation early, I'll still be here at least until February.
All right, now stop it. February. Now, what you're hearing there is a woman who realizes she's trapped. She just said that even if I get off of probation early, I'm still stuck here. That does not sound like anybody that has freedom. That sounds to me like a woman that is casting about for somewhere, somehow, something to do. Some way to get out. All right, play the tape. I said to play the tape.
Okay, I'm getting to it, okay? It's difficult for me to open the... Here.
7 months, March.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Stop it. Why didn't you do what I told you to do right away?
Because I was trying to get over to the computer mouse. It's on a Windows media file.
You better not be lying to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Play it.
No way.
Stop the tape. Stop. Why did it take you that 2 seconds?
I'm sorry. The mouse misfired.
Play it.
Or it's a year from now. Or a year from... the middle of August.
All right, stop the tape. Again, you hear the desperation, the loneliness, and the pleading in her voice. Now take a call.
1-800-520-1-KFI. Let's go over to a phone call here. This is Lucas in Long Beach. Go ahead, Lucas. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I'm just calling to let you know that you've been way too nice to this guy. This guy has obviously lost his mind. He's going to say I'm taking shots at him right now. And eventually he's going to start acting like a little child and mimicking what I say.
Because
that's how he thinks he wins. He just got done telling the other guy that called before me that he likes to play with other things. Some kind of, what is that, some kind of sexual reference that you're talking
about?
No, that
guy wants to play with my job.
No, stop talking. I'm talking right now.
No, he does.
You had people call earlier that were telling you that you were wrong, and you put off this front like you care about what the listeners are saying.
Of course I do.
And one of the guys that was calling and saying that you were wrong, you made jokes like, I'm going to come meet you at your work in Burger King, as if that's some kind of bad thing. Do you have some problem with the working class? Because if you do, you probably have a lot of problems with any of the listeners listening right now.
You have a little bit of a problem. I've got a problem with a guy who hoses off the lot.
Nobody wants to hear you talk. Well, at all. Nobody wants to hear you talk at all.
I demand.
That's really all I got.
I am demanding that you listen to me because I'm not going to let my host talk. Hello, is that guy there? Hello. Hello?
He hung up.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Don't
you hang up on me.
We're going to listen to you act like an imbecile right now.
No, I've got a problem with anybody that hoses the lot off at Burger King telling me what to do. Yeah, he was telling me my job. I don't go down there and tell him.
I don't tell him how
to put the fries in the bin.
God, that matters. And then you also told the host, hey, nobody cares about your opinion. No, we're listening to a show. We care about his opinion. We don't care about your opinion.
I don't know
how you got your job.
I don't want
to
insult you.
You're a maniac. You're obviously addicted to gambling, which
what?
You probably all
where are you getting that? I placed a bet on a football game.
You clearly have a lot of problems in your life, and now you're going to focus this little attack about me saying you're a gambler and completely disregard
the fact. And I don't know why Mr. Henry let your phone call through.
And you You're an idiot.
You just got Phil in trouble.
Why?
Because you let this call through calling me a gambler.
Phil's not going to get in trouble.
No, you just did.
If anything, this stuff that you're doing right now is causing ratings.
He's probably
going to get a raise.
No, what's happening here is we were trying to do a news show, and then I got a lot of you people calling in. You've destroyed the effort at informing people about the Casey Anthony. And by the way, sir, no offense, but this is what you sound like on the radio.
Hey, Mr. Hall, Mr. Hall, you're really listen to your voice.
Okay, you're really acting like a child.
How old am I? And you sound like a child to me. I sound like a child? You know, where did your voice change?
You know, David, you know something? I'm going to hang up on... David, I'm putting you on hold.
Don't you put me on hold.
I'm putting him on hold because... Sir, I apologize. We have to go to a break.
No problem, man.
I appreciate your phone call, sir. Our number is... 1-800-521-KFI. We'll come back and we'll continue with this Casey Anthony vlog and whatever else we got here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Presidential candidates took their turns in the first two debates before Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire. Mitt Romney leads the pack by as much as 20 points in recent polls.
That's hilarious when US you put him on hold like
that. To pull troops out as soon as possible. We consult commanders there before setting a date to do so.
I just wonder where we can go now. I wonder if I guess I could just do a continue to kind of riff with David on. He was making fun of that guy's voice.
He says instability in Pakistan and the threat of nuclear Iran were more pressing issues.
Maybe I can actually walk off, because that would really work, because I got to do the last hour.
Taking over that country. A Las Vegas billionaire has given $5 million to a group backing Newt Gingrich's
campaign.
There has
to be something about the callers.
The people who have called in tonight have been rude to me. That group supports Gingrich, but Adelson is expected to back whomever wins the Republican nomination. Politico.com reported last month that Adelson was expected to...
I think if you could keep on putting him on hold and keep on just getting pissed off, it'd be fine.
KFI, the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
In Norwalk on the 5 North before Florence, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Rosecrans Avenue. In this Fulton Pass, 405 North at Mulholland, an earlier crash has a car blocking the middle lane. Traffic's jammed from the 10 in West L.A., 405 South to the 10 East connector. There's a crash blocking lanes of that transition road. Traffic slows at Olympic. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to Silver Lake Boulevard.
In South L.A., the
110
real,
South is slow between El Segundo Boulevard and Rosecrans Avenue. In Valencia, the 5 North is slow between Magic Mountain Parkway and Highway 126. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A man who tried to kill his wife has killed himself. Police say the 32-year-old man attacked his wife at their house in Park La Brea in a gated community in the Mid-Wilshire District. Police found the woman upstairs in a bathroom last night. She's in the hospital in critical condition but is expected to survive. The man's body was found downstairs just after 8 last night. Police are not saying how the man killed himself. They haven't released their names yet. The couple's kids were apparently staying with relatives. A longtime Republican congressman from Southland has announced he is retiring rather than face off against one of his own.
Representative Elton Gallagher's decision today clears the way for Representative Buck McKeon of Santa Clarita to run without significant opposition in the newly redrawn congressional district. Gallagher is a former mayor of Simi Valley. He's been in Congress since 1986, making him one of the longest-serving congressmen in California. He serves on the House Foreign Affairs and Judiciary Committees. Gallagher is the first California congressman to step down because of the new district lines drawn by a California redistricting commission. The new lines put Gallagher and McKeon in the same district and would force them to run against each other. Amy King, KFI News.
Fuel's on its way for residents in Nome, Alaska. A Russian tanker carrying more than 1.3 million gallons of fuel for the city is being guided by the Coast Guard through hundreds of miles of ice. It's expected to arrive Tuesday. Nome's 3,500 residents normally get their fuel by barge, but the last pre-winter delivery didn't get there because of a massive storm. Your forecast. Much more of the world-famous Phil Henry up next.
This is it. An historic RV savings event ends this Sunday at 6 p.m. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Fairplex in Pomona. Last year's event was record-setting. This year, we've pulled out all the stops. Live the American dream. Vacation your way in your very own RV. For these final hours at the Fairplex, save tens of thousands on toy haulers, fifth wheels, luxury diesels and motorhomes, even bank repos, factory returns, and dozens of fully inspected pre-owned units. America's finest manufacturers. manufacturers like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Horace River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. But hurry, certain models and option packages are in limited supply, and all units
so
will be
the,
sold.
So the Saints are playing the 49ers next round.
Basis.
Oh, wow, man.
You know, on site. Free
I'm an old Rams fan, so it would be really bad for me to take the 49ers, but I think I like the Niners.
Dream as the Southern
offense for Steve
returns.
Yeah, and that's a road game for the Saints.
Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Fairplex in
Pomona. Yeah, it's hard to say, man.
Clear, cool, and windy this evening. Lows in the mid-40s. Clear and warm to hot again tomorrow during the day. Highs in the mid, maybe even upper 80s. Same heading into next week. It's 53 degrees in Burbank. KFI's the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
With all 26 lifts available, plenty of snow and sunny skies, now is the time for some classic Southern California skiing and riding. Check out BigBearMountainResorts.com for all the latest info.
Start the new year with big savings at Big O Tires. Save up to $200 when you buy four select Big O brand tires, now for a limited time. So buy four select Big O brand tires, pocket up to $200. For details and for your nearest participating Big O Tires, call 1-800-NEW-TIRES.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You're not recording this, are you?
Okay.
And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then come to Morongo and play for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number four.
Golf. Yeah, golf in Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Chukwet Canyon.
Three.
Ahoy, matey. It's a blissful, beautiful bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number two.
January is the time for after-holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican Buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Get in the zone.
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Coast to coast, AM, tonight at 10.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication, has been on the line with us, and I understand that I put you on hold.
And that was, I think, Phil, that was very unfortunate.
Well, I understand that, but I had to get this conversation under control.
Well, you can get the conversation under control. I don't think you'd do it by embarrassing me or the people that are working very hard to administer and to promote your radio show. And by putting me on hold, you embarrassed me. You also had a caller here a moment ago say that he felt I had a gambling problem. You heard that, right?
Yes, I did.
Why was that allowed to go on the air?
Because of the fact that you had... Because it was an opinion based on your...
And it was an opinion, but that was a slander. Why did you allow that to go on the air?
He based that on your comment that you'd lost $2,000 betting the under.
So? Are you trying to tell me that a man can't bet on football without being called a gambling addict?
No, no, that's far from the fact. There are a great many people that bet on a lot of things.
All right, I don't want to hear a speech. You know, I wish I was the host of the show, because if I was the host of the show, I'd know when to do everything, and I wouldn't have to...
Can I finish what I was going to say?
Go ahead.
The guy said that you had a gambling problem, in his opinion, because he heard you say that you bet the under on this 49er, or excuse me, on this...
Lions and the Saints. I wouldn't bet the 49ers with your money.
Okay, fine. And he thought you had a gambling problem.
And as a result of that, I have been treated like a gambling addict. The last guy who called this show of yours and had a voice like he was 10 said that I was playing with her or something. I mean, you heard the insulting and rude things that were said to me, and you never once hung up on anybody or told them to back off or otherwise chastised them for saying those things, and you still haven't played this Casey Anthony tape without running your mouth and making fun of it.
So I guess I've just been messing up all night long.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And then on top of that, you put me on hold. So that's something we're going to have to discuss when we...
I just did it again. You know, I mean, I'll do whatever I want on this show. Put it on hold, not put it on hold, you know. In fact, here is Casey Anthony right now, folks.
A blessing in so many ways. And now I'm someways have someone to talk to even when I'm by myself, so I'm not bothering the poor dog who I've adopted and I love. And he's as much my dog as any of the other pets.
I'm asking you to make sure that you get me a...
You know, the families I've ever had, if not more so.
Why are you not letting me on the air and...
See?
I don't know whether to
see,
look
I can do whatever
directly
I want.
At myself or look up or...
Look at this. I don't know whether I want to look directly at myself or look up or...
Just a little surreal how much things have changed since...
How you put... Are we back on?
Yeah, we are. I was simply trying to play parts of this tape that I thought were significant, like that last stupid comment she made about looking up or looking down.
All right. What you've just done now is you've allowed me to be called a gambling addict. You let that guy with the voice... And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in... This is what Phil Hendry just did. He allowed on the air a guy that sounded like this.
Hey, Mr. Hold, you know, you're really rude and everything.
Okay, am I right or am I wrong?
No comment.
Are you trying to tell me you didn't just put a guy on the air that sounded like that?
No, I don't think I did.
Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you did. And that's the guy that said, with a voice like that, he was going...
And another thing, Mr. Hall, I think you play with it and you have a gambling problem.
Now, that's what I heard. Then you put me on hold, not once, but on twice, but twice, and then you played the Casey Anthony tape, the part that I didn't want you to play. You're fired.
All right, I'm fired. What can I tell you? I'm fired. All right, does that mean I'm off the air right now? I guess not. We'll continue to the end of the show. I'm a professional, but I'm certainly not going to... kowtow. What? Yes, David.
Why are you still there?
You want me to walk off, huh?
No, I don't want you to walk off, but you didn't react to me. Never mind.
Didn't react to you doing what? Firing me? I don't care, man. What a jackass. I swear to God. Casey Anthony.
So, this is my first video diary. It is... October 13th.
Wait a minute. Can I want to say something here right now, Bill. For you to be on the air right now.
Okay, you know something I am? I'm walking off.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Thank you very much, folks. See you later.
Bill.
Is he there?
No, he walked. He's...
Get him back, please. Get Phil Hendry back, please.
Phil.
Is he back?
No.
All right, I don't care. My name is David G. Hall. I'm the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. He has just walked off the show. Again, he has just walked off the show. And the reason why he walked off the show is because he's a child. Mr. Hendry is a child, and I say that because when I asked him to play certain sections of the Casey Anthony tape, he refused. When he finally did, he laughed and mocked the tape and snorted and slammed his coffee cup down and was going, huh, and he was all kinds of asinine things like that. Then, when I insisted on defending myself on the air to the callers, is he back yet?
No, sir.
He then put me on hold and made me look like that much more of an ass. And another thing that he did, is he had a guy on the air that was going,
hey, Phil,
like that. Put that all together, and what do you get? Well, what you should get are people thinking that Phil Hendry is a non-professional, but what you in point of fact get is everyone thinks I'm an ass and I'm a bad guy because I'm trying to stick up for myself and the Casey Anthony tape, which is all I've been trying to do. So I'm out of here now. My host walked off. I'm not even a professional editor. You know, this is not what I do for a living. All I did was I said I wanted to hear the tape, and he's there going, huh. What do you think that means? Let me get a phone call, take a call, bud. When someone goes, huh, what do you think that means? And the number is, what's the number?
It's 1-800.
I'm writing it down.
5201-KFI.
Okay. 1-800-5201-KFI. When someone goes, huh, you know, and do we have a...
Yeah, get a phone call.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I guess I'm calling in on, when somebody goes, huh?
No, not huh. I meant when someone goes, huh. What is that?
I mean, I don't mean to be smart, but I mean, if they've got bad breath, you know.
Not bad breath. I'm not... Yes, if they have bad breath.
When they do that, sound like they're bored.
Yes, they're bored. Exactly. And that's what he was doing. He was saying, huh, so he was bored.
He did it with that loud?
Who am I speaking with, anyway? Who is this?
My name's Steven.
Steven?
Yes, sir.
Well, Steven, when someone goes, huh, like that, and you're talking, it makes it sound like they don't give a damn about you or anybody that you're, no one in your family. And that's what he did listening to the tape. So going, huh, you know, huh, he didn't go, huh, he went, huh, like that.
It sounded to me like it went, huh.
Yes, he went, huh. It was more, I understand. Thank you very much for your call.
All right, thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-5201-KFI. I'm David G. Hall, and we'll be right back on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We'll be right back. Get him back.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, a look at the debate that might actually mean something. You don't want to make Newt mad. You wouldn't like Newt when he's mad. And more on the clear obsession to turn Wasco and Pumpkin Center into a Disneyland ride. Plus, the first 9 news nuggets of the new year coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Time Warner Cable introduces a breakthrough technology that...
Maybe I had to do the last quarter hour with the fire thing.
It's our fastest internet together with a connection that's super reliable. Wideband internet delivers plenty of bandwidth.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Maybe Phil will come back because now David...
Yeah, David's gone. Yeah.
You'll get speeds up to 50 megabits per second.
I don't think... I think when I did that hour, I didn't really give people much to chew on.
And stream all your favorite videos like never before. You'll also get
free
antivirus protection and parental controls. Call 888-531-8803 to get internet plans starting as low as $29.99 a month for a year. Don't just multitask, power task with Time Warner Cable Internet.
I think that a lot of things with
Call
a guy that's
fired. Or visit timewarnercable.com today.
It's wonderful for a young man.
Limited time offer available to new residential customers. After promotional periods, regular rates apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Call
for details.
I think it's a young man that loves his mother very much. And I
this is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Republican candidates hit each other around in a debate, but Romney attacks just the president. And the answer to this weekend's weather is blowing in the wind. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problem East LA.
It's on the 710 South to the 60 East connector. There's a crash blocking the transition road. Traffic slows at Cesar Chavez Avenue. In the Sepulveda Pass, 405 North at Mulholland. An earlier crash has a car blocking the middle lane there. Traffic still jammed from the 10. And on the 405 South to the 10 East connector, there's a crash blocking that transition road. Traffic slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Melrose Avenue to Glendale Boulevard. And the northbound side is slow between Vine Street and Barham Boulevard. In Pasadena, the 110 North is slow from Fair Oaks. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
4 hours of excruciating back pain after vacuuming the living room. 3 visits to the chiropractor after a round of golf. 2 hours of rotating hot and cold packs after pushing the kids on the swing set. Given all the time you've spent trying to cope with the pain, what's a little LA traffic to relieve it? If you've tried everything but can't rid yourself of searing back pain, schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Spine Center with a specialist Californians choose most. We offer minimally invasive alternatives to spinal fusion that preserve natural movement and can mean less pain and faster healing. Stop living in pain. Schedule an appointment with the most experienced spine physicians in the state. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. That's 1-800-CEDARS-1. Cedars-Sinai, leading the quest for health.
Put your tax refund to work for you at your nearby neighborhood AutoZone to do those repairs you've had to put off. AutoZone has the quality parts and expert advice you need to keep your car running strong. So don't let today's small job become tomorrow's big one. Get in the zone today.
Be sure to check out Sizzler's all-new Real Deal, including your choice of a flame-grilled steak, shrimp, or classic Malibu chicken. All including Sizzler's 50-item fresh, endless salad bar, starting at an amazing $9.99. Yes, $9.99. Sizzler's Real Deal. Head on over today.
Start the new year with big savings at Big O Tires. Save up to $200 when you buy 4 select Big O brand tires, now for a limited time. So buy 4 select Big O brand tires, pocket up to $200. For details and for your nearest participating Big O Tires, call 1-800-NEW-TIRES.
The Epson Workforce Pro small business printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. In fact, we're talking Cheetah fast. You can print a 6-page document before leading laser printers even start printing. So with Epson, you get this.
Woohoo!
And with leading laser printers, this. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, BestBuy.com, and Epson.com. Step up to one of Paula's Safecracker video machines now through January 22nd to win your share of $150,000. The $100,000 grand prize drawing will be on Wednesday, January 25th, only at Paula Casino Spa and Resort.
We eat idiots for breakfast.
With a taste of nuts and honey.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Yes, back. Phil Henry here. World famous Phil Henry show every Saturday night till 10. Is he gone?
Yeah.
Got rid of David Hall. Now, I can take as much of that as anybody, which is not a lot, you know. I'm doing the show, not him. He doesn't come on here and start saying, here's the part of the tape, and here's what you're doing wrong, and everything else. And these days, of course, when you pretty much run the show yourself, I mean, that's the economy that we're in, and you guys know, everybody's working for themselves now. Everybody has their little, their little corner of the market. So who's going to fire you? And if you are in a position where you can be fired, you need to get out of that position and start your own company, even if it's just selling, you know.
Like hot dogs on a corner.
Even if it's selling hot dogs, no, not selling hot dogs in the corner. Something a little more secure. All right. The only other story, and we've got at least one caller on the line who wants to talk about, the only other story that was of major import this week, and I'll tell you this much, and this is just my opinion, but as far as I'm concerned, it's Bible. I mean, everybody's opinion is the Bible to them until they are convinced of something else. There was only one other really interesting story this week. Important is something you have to decide for yourself, but the only other interesting story this week was the story having to do with this firebug who last week was running around town doing all kinds of horrifying things in the name of being pissed off at America because his mother's getting hassled. Harry Burkhart, I think his name, and his mother was Doreen or some jazz like that. Bobby, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Joe.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about this.
Well, from the standpoint of being a mother, yeah, because I think there's an awful lot to talk about. And I think the first thing that you want to, point people in the direction of is that it's very, very difficult, and I think it's not only is it difficult to find a child or a young man as devoted as that young man is to his mother these days, but it's also, I think, a plus, and I think we need to recognize that. I'm not saying that this man is right in setting fires. I'm saying that there is, for me, for a mother, again, something that only women who are mothers can understand. There was a little something involved in that that made me feel very...
Made you feel happy?
Well, it made me feel good for the future of the country, as strange as it sounds.
All right, now, this young man's devotion to his mother, I'm not going to try and get overly dramatic, but we do all know this, and it's sort of a paradigm, the whole Ed Gein psycho thing.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil, we're not talking about...
Well, no, hold on for a minute. Don't you think that's real?
We're not talking about a man killing people.
Well, he could have killed people.
No, that's the point that I'm trying to make. No, he could not have. He was, first of all, let's take a look at the damage that was done.
What do you mean, no, he could have? He was setting fire to cars. What if there had been people asleep in those cars?
I don't think so. Can I just say something? What damage did he do? The things that he burned, he set fire to cars. I have no idea the value of these automobiles. I don't know the value of the structures that he set fire to. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that the tendency that we have to overlook. Last night, I heard a woman on your program say that her son was telling her to go to the devil, and he was throwing a knife at the floor because he was angry at his mother.
Yes. Margaret Gray.
Yes. I have three sons, and I don't think there's a mother in America that hasn't seen at least once in the eyes of their sons, and God forgive me for saying this, but I'm articulating something out loud that I think every mother has seen. I don't think there's one woman in America that has sons that hasn't at one time or another looked into the eyes of those boys and seen a predator, someone that would just as soon assault their own mother as make a peanut butter sandwich.
You're telling me that every single woman...
Every woman that's a mother. Don't get overly excited.
What do you mean, don't get overly excited? Do you know what you just said? You said that every woman that's a mother has sees in the eyes of her son at least once a rapist.
I didn't use that word.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I didn't use that word.
That's what you're saying, though.
I didn't use that word.
Okay, you didn't use that word, but she's looking into the eyes of a predator and a guy that would assault her.
That is correct.
Every bit as easily as he would make a peanut butter sandwich.
And I use the term peanut butter sandwich because that is the first thing that a boy learns to make for himself from his mother. And I can tell you this.
Ms. Dooley, I understand it's a very emotional topic.
The idea of my three boys, my beautiful boys, standing there making peanut butter sandwiches as I lay someplace on a mattress...
I think that there's a problem here.
I don't understand.
I think the things you're saying are a little sick.
Yes, they told her.
Excuse me?
I think what you're saying is sick and has nothing to do with reality.
The fact that a boy would make a peanut butter sandwich while his mother is tied to a mattress.
Yes, I think that's pretty sick.
Then you don't know, Phil, the dynamic that led that man to light those fires.
That he loves his mother so much that he would commit violence, I understand that. Now you're telling me that every single boy in America who loves his mother would just as soon make a peanut butter sandwich as assault her.
I'm saying that there is in every young man the threat of that. We know that. We have to understand that. It's born of love. And yes, it's born of a need to spread their wild oats.
All right, that's. We'll take a break and be right back with our News and Information Hour. Don't put her back on the air any more than that David Hall. You understand?
No.
Perfect. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. No.
Saturday, January 7th.
No.
Thank you.
Ignorance sucks. Southern California.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.
KFI News. On the hour. On the half. And all weekend long.
That was great stuff, Phil.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
One tries to rise.
Got us laughing our ass off.
Michael Crozier, Republican candidates for president, spent much of tonight's debate in New Hampshire going after each other, as well as the lead dog in the race. The latest polls show Mitt Romney with about a 20-point lead heading into
Tuesday. We should do that more, putting the guest on hold like that.
Romney was just a business manager. That's a lot different than being president.
You're just cutting him right off.
Gingrich is a chicken hawk for avoiding service in the military. Rick Perry says he was the only outsider of the group. Romney mostly ignored attacks and turned instead to President Obama. He says despite a declining unemployment rate and the creation of 200,000 jobs last month, the president's policies have made the recession deeper and his policies have made the recovery more tepid. Independent voters can vote in either party's primary in New Hampshire. They are expected to play an important role Tuesday. Fox's Steve Brown says independents may not go to candidate events, but they are aware.
They do pay attention to the debates, according to data, research polling. About 77% in one poll have watched a lot or at least some of the debate so far.
Tonight's debate is the first of two in New Hampshire this weekend, and the first since Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the race. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Big problems in Sepulveda Pass.
On the 405 North at Mulholland, an earlier crash has a car still blocking the middle lane. They're trying to get it out of lanes for you. Traffic's still going to be jammed from the 10. In West LA, 405 South to the 10 East connector, there's a crash blocking that transition road. Traffic slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In East LA, 710 South to the 60 East connector, there's a crash blocking that transition road. Traffic slows at Cesar Chavez Avenue. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow between Melrose Avenue and Glendale Boulevard. 101 North is slow between Vine Street and Barham Boulevard. In Pasadena, 110 North is slow between Fair Oaks and State Street. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The National Weather Service says the high and dry Santa Ana winds are back. 20 to 30 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected, with 60 miles possible in the hills. Red flag warnings in effect from 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday for the L.A. and Ventura coast from Malibu to Hollywood Hills. Red flag warning meaning critical fire conditions are present. A wind advisory is in effect from midnight tonight to 3 p.m. That wind advisory means high winds are expected to make driving difficult. SoCal Edison says people should prepare for the winds and stay away from any fallen power lines. Some parents are angry at a school in Georgia because of a homework assignment. Third graders were asked to solve math problems by asking how many slaves are picking up oranges and how many beatings a slave took. The school district says the teachers did not write the questions, but it was meant to be part of a cross-curricular lesson.
This outrages me because it just still lets me know that there's it's still racism.
What?
Parent Stephanie Jones says a district employee admitted the questions were inappropriate, but says the teachers knew better.
What?
President Obama says economic growth is the focus in the new year. In his weekly media address, President says things improved in 2011, and he expects it to get better.
After losing more than 8 million jobs in the recession, we've added more than 3 million private sector jobs over the past 22 months.
President appointed Richard Cordray as the new head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's meant to protect American consumers. In the Republicans' weekly address, New York Congresswoman Nan Hayworth says the Senate has failed to respond to the economic crisis.
Right now, there are nearly 30 jobs bills passed by the House with support from both Republicans and Democrats that are awaiting action in the Democratic-run Senate.
Hayworth says the congressional bill includes tax incentives for business expensing and a full year extension of payroll tax relief and unemployment insurance. It's one-stop shopping for the bikers and the Bible thumpers. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This time of year, thousands of people will be tempted again to buy the kind of bed that keeps them tossing and turning night after night just because it's on sale. Or they could graduate from coils, springs, and sleepless nights to a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. And right now, during the final days of the Sleep Number year-end closeout event, you can save up to $800 on selected 2011 Sleep Number mattress sets. Plus, enjoy free shipping on all beds. Incredible savings on a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body, where couples can escape every night into their own personalized haven of comfort. A bed not just for the 8 hours you sleep, but the 16 hours you don't. the Sleep Number year-end closeout event, only through January 16th and only at the Sleep Number store, where Queen mattress sets now start at just $8.99.
There are 400 stores nationwide, including the Galleria at South Bay, Promenade Mall in Temecula, Simi Valley Town Center, and Ontario Mills.
Reverend Steve Bentley in Flint Township, Michigan, says he's doing everything he can to reach out to people who've never felt comfortable at a traditional house of worship. So he opened a church called The Bridge. It's inside a shopping center in Michigan. He uses a galvanized steel water trough for baptisms. Just down from his office is another very non-traditional move. Inside the 3,000-square-foot church is a little shop called Serenity Tattoo. Licensed tattoo artists work at the tattoo parlor every day of the week, except Sundays. Southline weather from KFI. The winds are going to help make for clear skies tonight into tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunny skies again tomorrow and hot. Now around 70 at the beaches, mid-70s, Metro LA, Orange County, maybe upper 70s, around 80 in the valleys. Just like that into next week as well. Right now in Fullerton, 55, Ladera Ranch, 53, Gardena, 56, Diamond Bar, 51 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. Very happy to be back with you guys after the holiday weekend, and we thank David Hall for coming on and taking the abuse that he did, which, of course, we recognize you did, David. And even if you want to can me when I get off the air tonight, I understand that when you come on the air, it's a fait accompli, man. People are going to want to rip into you, and why not? Also, Ms. Dooley, thank you for weighing in on the potential psychosexual habits of our sons. Wow.
They're pretty sick.
Sick. Anyway, welcome back here to the program. That was a very spooky event last weekend, you know, at the end of the holiday weekend. I hope you had, you know, I hope you were nowhere near any of that stuff that was going on. And that cat... and his problems, I ain't ever going to be able to figure that one out, man. But I was telling somebody before we got on the air, you know, America is like a, well, I was actually talking to David, our producer. I said, America is like a, it's like this big Central Park. You know, it's not really a country. It's just, it's an amusement park. It's the world's amusement park, you know. So what that means is this. It means that everybody has a country. There's France, that's a country. There's Great Britain, that's a country. There's Canada. And, of course, when you talk like this, everyone thinks you're some sort of a right-wing, jingoist, xenophobe. No, I'm just saying. Tell me I'm wrong. When you look at America, all of a sudden the whole world sees it and says, well, that's where we all have a right to go. That's like going to the park and letting your dog take a crap. Seriously. Oh, yes, we're supposed to clean it up, but... So you leave your house, which is your country, and you go to the park, which is America. The dog takes a dump. You maybe clean it up. Maybe you don't. Maybe if you don't, someone comes along and writes you a ticket. Maybe they don't. You go into the park and maybe you mug someone. Maybe you don't. Then maybe they catch you and maybe they don't. You know, it's this free enterprise zone of just whatever. So here comes Charlie, and he's all bugged because his mother is being hassled by the American authorities because Germany said that there was a problem, pal. We didn't, you know. All we know is we got a message from the Germans.
Yeah, don't forget about Interpol, too.
Yeah, Interpol. Here we go again with Interpol. Boy, you guys with Interpol.
Well, I mean, it does exist.
Yeah, Interpol exists, man. It ain't Uncle, okay?
Yeah, but you said it was.
I never said it was Uncle. You guys were asking me about the man from Uncle. I don't know what the hell that is. That ain't Interpol. I don't know what the man from Uncle was. All right?
It was the same thing, though.
Well, great. If it was the same thing, it was the same thing. I had no idea. I can't even tell you. I don't remember what the man from Uncle was. I was so young, I can't even remember what the girl from Uncle was. Or was there a girl from Uncle?
I think there was a girl from Uncle.
Great. So anyway, yeah, so, you know, don't come down on us. I mean, the Germans said they wanted you, and they wanted your mom because she was floating or she was hanging paper or kiting checks over a breast enhancement thing, whatever that's about. So all we do is, you know, we hang on to her, and you're all pissed off at us? Give me a break. All right. Here's a story. I don't know. I thought this was a cool story. My brother was in the Navy, and so all hail to the U.S. Navy. This is a really cool story, and I didn't hear it really announced all that much, but here it is. It's from the Voice of America. A U.S. Navy ship rescued 13 Iranians being held hostage by pirates in the Arabian Sea after days after Iran warned U.S. vessels not to return to the Persian Gulf. So the Iranians are, don't go to the Persian Gulf, and we did, and we rescued these guys. The U.S. Navy announced Friday that it detected the pirate skiff alongside the Iranian fishing vessel, the Al Malai, on Thursday after receiving a distress call from the Iranian ship. So you're out there and you hear this distress call. Now, international law says that if you're able to render assistance, you must, or you have the right to, or you should, something, you know.
They can't send you to jail if you don't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The Navy, the U.S. Navy said that we must, the U.S. Navy spokesman said, the U.S. Naval team was aware before the rescue that this ship was flying an Iranian flag. Regardless, vessels are, quote, obligated to assist any distressed sailors regardless of nationality. So there you go. I said here, are they vessels? I don't know, maybe military vessels. So the U.S. Navy detected this pirate skiff that they knew was out there. It was alongside this Iranian fishing vessel. They received a distress call from the Iranian ship. They realized, aha, this is what it is. A team of military personnel from the destroyer, the USS Kidd, boarded the Iranian vessel and detained 15 pirates who were holding the Iranians hostage. The Iranian vessel had been under the control of the pirates for more than a month and was being used as a headquarters for pirate operations. The hostages are believed to have been forced to help the pirates. Now, this U.S. Navy spokeswoman, as I said that vessels are, quote, obligated to assist if there is a distress signal. The spokeswoman went on to say the head of the Iranian crew expressed his sincere gratitude to the U.S. Navy, saying he feared that without the U.S. assistance, his crew would have been held hostage for months. The Navy said the Iranians were given food and medical care, were released wearing USS Kidd embroidered hats. Now, these Iranians are really happy with that. Thank you very much. They put on these hats. They go back to Tehran. And the relationship between the U.S. and Iran, which ain't never been good, ain't all that particularly good right now. And these guys come bopping along with Navy hats on. Fantastic, you know.
Bill, you're laughing about that. Well, they could get in trouble.
Oh, they ain't going to get in trouble. I think it's, what are they going to do?
Dude, what if they decapitate or something?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do, decapitate them. Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? That's an international incident, man. They wind up putting those guys, what do you mean decapitate?
Ain't that what they do?
No, they don't. They, whatever they do, they don't do that. I don't know anybody that does that anymore. So,
you mean anybody?
I don't know any country that does that. France used to do it. All right, so these guys come bopping along with U.S. Navy hats like, hey, look at us, man, we're out free. Don't you understand? Now, Iran recently threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf and warned the U.S. not to operate aircraft carriers in the area, something that we routinely ignore because, yes, sure, thank you. And, you know, don't you dare do it. Just save the breath, will you? Anyway, something the U.S. routinely does, U.S. officials have made it clear that operations will continue as usual in the Gulf because the Straits of Hormuz is a, it's a, here's the thing about the Straits of Hormuz. It can be argued that it's territorial water, but whose territorial water? And I think that traditionally it's been used as, because it is an access to a vital body of water for international commerce, that the Straits of Hormuz have been pretty much seen as an, all international craft have access. The Iranians claim that they have a preeminence. The, I believe Saudi Arabia claims, and it's a real, you know, it's been used politically for many, many years. The United States takes the view that it is, in point of fact, while it may be territorial to one country or the other, in point of fact, internationally, it should be viewed as a free access for the Persian Gulf, which is where all of the oil comes from. Not that, but
they ship it through there.
Exactly. So the U.S. State Department said the U.S. has not communicated with Iran about the rescue that she called a humanitarian gesture. The very same ship and set of vessels that the Iranians protested on its last voyage through Hormuz was the same ship that rescued these men from the pirates. So these cats are back in Iran, and at some point they'll let the Iranians know that the Americans saved their ass. And
maybe the members of the Iranians want to like sit down at the negotiating table.
I doubt that sincerely, man. They'll find a way to say that we were, you know, They'll probably say something along the lines of, you know, we could have saved our guys there ourselves, but you guys butted in. So there you have I didn't hear the story reported. I thought it was very unusual, too. Not that it was an unusual thing to do, but it was very unusual sort of during these times to hear that in the midst of all of this tension and all of this insanity, there's a U.S. Navy ship out there saying, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They're Iranian. Go and get them, man. We got to go help them. But what if it doesn't make any difference? What if? All right. Go and help and get them and put a hat on them. Give them some of our hats. But what if it gets their ass kicked? It won't get their ass kicked. What do you guys want? You know, we'd like to have a hat. And you want the T-shirts, too? Now, the jackets cost. That's all right. Who knows?
Think they sold him a jacket?
No, I don't. I'm kidding around. All right, we're going to be coming back with more of the economic news from the week here and other news on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The falling job rate shows that it's kind of like ratings in the entertainment business, you know, except it goes the other way. But Obama probably sweats that as much as we do ratings, you know, those unemployment numbers come out. We'll have that and other news, local and national, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I know that we have coming up a visit from Don Mixa, who is a professor at the University of Washington, and he'll be talking to us. He'll be talking to us tonight about the state of affairs having to do with. I think this has to do with the Ron Paul douchebag video, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Don Mixa in a moment here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the fabulous Lisa Ann Walter Show, Douchebag of the Week and Stupid News Sunday.
Lisa Ann Walter, tomorrow at 4.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You're not recording this, are you?
Okay.
And now, here are the top 5 reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number 5.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then come to Morongo and play for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number 4.
Golf. Yeah, golf at Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Chilkwet Canyon.
3.
Ahoy, matey. It's a blissful, beautiful bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number 2.
January is the time for after holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number 1 reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, New Hampshire is top of mind now till Tuesday for Republicans. And getting around Staples Center by rail is a bit tough tonight and tomorrow. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems to Sepulveda Pass, clearing up.
The 405 north at Mulholland, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic's still going to be slow from Santa Monica Boulevard. In West L.A., the 405 north is slow between Santa Monica Boulevard and Wilshire Boulevard. The 405 south to the 10 east connector, that earlier crash has also been cleared from the transition road. Traffic has recovered on the southbound side. In Hollywood, the 101 south is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to Silver Lake Boulevard. KFI traffic is brought to you by Walmart. I'm David Penson.
5 great dealers under 1 roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. for Riverside Metro Auto Group. Yes! Year-end sales are going on right now. Take advantage of it. You'll find exactly what you're looking for. Tons of KFI listeners are going out to Riverside Metro Auto Group and finding, first of all, they're taking advantage of the year-end clearance sale and finding exactly what they're looking for. Take advantage of the 2012 models, the largest selection of quality used vehicles, and which have passed the Riverside Metro's Auto's stringent quality inspection. Call them now, or better yet, just go to the website. You'll find out exactly what you're looking for. Riverside Honda, that's an iDrive. Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit, check out their website, riversidemetro.com. That's riversidemetro.com. Rate.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Spas. Major manufacturers and warehouses clear.
This weekend, over.
Three huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairplex, Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura. Over 100 spas on display and everything must go. All inventory 40 to 80% off. Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture. Spas starting at $29.95.
Thousands of the revolutionary swim spas.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind. And save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise,
and relax in your new aquatic exercise. Installation in one day only.
Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend only.
Three huge locations.
Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairplex, Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Three huge locations.
Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairplex, Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Just 2 days left.
Today, 9 to 9.
Tomorrow, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888. Spa sale.
Or go to spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Spapoolandbbqshow.com.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make listen to that audio, man. That's the worst. Go to
hydrocarbon.
It's all about the rival.
Call
of listen to that.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins.
I'm not sure the first time they aired that, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm guessing
I wonder if they made it Centrum sound like a phone, like it's coming from different sources, telephones, TVs, you know?
And now visit NutritionPossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
KFI News. Because somebody has to watch the world on the weekend.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every Sunday night, Saturday night. What am I saying? Saturday night until 10 o'clock. I don't know why I was spacing on Sunday. Anyway, welcome back to our program, and we're very happy to have you with us. Now, I got Margaret Gray on the line. I don't know whether she wants to...
Well, it's the jingle.
All right, so there's a jingle contest or something, singing a Phil Hendry jingle... as I understand it, and she, I know Bobby Dooley was involved in this. Margaret, is it the Hilton there in Beverly Hills? Margaret, how are you doing this evening, and thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm good, Phil. Okay. Are we on?
Yes.
I'm fine, Phil. I had this song that was running around in my head, and I wanted to sing it for you before the evening got too further along. We're here for a fundraiser. Frank is a part of a philanthropic... a group of attorneys in Southern California raising money, you know, for the Sparrow Group, which, you know, builds things. I don't know.
It builds things?
I don't know. It's a charitable group. What do they do, Frank?
None of your business. What
do you mean it's none of my business?
Well, don't talk off mic to him. We're on the air.
No, I understand. Well, all right. They do.
How you doing, young man?
I'm good, Frank.
Yeah, the Sparrow Group, we do great work for a number of things.
So is that it?
Yes, that's it.
All right, so in any event, I don't know, Phil, but we're having a fundraiser tonight for that. So
I don't know how you do a fundraiser for a group where they don't even know.
Don't ask me, you know.
What did you say to him?
Frank has gender confusion. You mean Margaret?
Yes.
I said I don't know how you raise money for an organization that doesn't... tell you where the money goes.
We tell people where the money goes. Just don't talk to him about it, okay? He's my wife. Talk to me about it.
Okay, fine, Frank. So where does the money go?
I don't, at this time, don't know.
Phil, I have this song for you. The other one I have, I'm waiting for Josh to come in. He's going to accompany me on the piano. And it's a song that I think is a lot... I think you're going to like it because it's based on a classic rock song. A classic rock song. Again, Phil, I say...
I heard you the first time. A classic rock song.
Yes. And it's a Phil Henry... do you have that?
I just want to set up my... All I want to do right now is set it up.
I know you want to set up. Josh is here, Phil. Josh is here.
That's wonderful. How you doing, Josh?
I'm good, Mr. Henry. I'm just setting up.
All right, when you're ready, but I'll give you a little bit of what it's about, Phil. This is a jingle for your show, which I think you can use as an identifier, et cetera, so on and so forth. I don't have the lyrics down 100%, but we'll give you a taste, all right? Let's give them a taste. One, two, one, two, three. The Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show. Everybody loves it. Everyone do-do-do-do-do. And it goes there. All right, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds... it's hard to say.
Well, let me do it again. One, two, one. Josh, don't count it down. I'll do it. One, two, one, two, three. One, two, and three. The Phil Henry Show. The Phil... And then it goes up. The Phil Henry Show. And then everyone loves it. Everyone is in love with it. Da-da-da-da-dee. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like that. Do you have the other one?
I've got it right here.
All right, here is the other one. And Josh is going to play piano, but really we're just playing a record by the Doors. Now, this one I think you'll like, Phil, because it... you have to...
I'm going to do the piano part.
All right. But just remember, the Phil Henry Show! Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen... It's the Phil Henry Show. Emma said you're lost, little girl, isn't it?
That's
not. The Phil Henry Show. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think?
Yeah.
The Phil Henry Show is red. Okay. Then, go ahead, Josh.
Then I do a little bit of a, you know, a filler. And
okay, just kill the music for a moment here. Thank you. Now, when you tell me that that is the... I don't know what that is, but I appreciate it very much. You tell me that that is part of the jingle? Or is that a whole other jingle? I'm not sure what you mean.
No, that's a different part. It's two different jingles. The first one is the Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show. And then we do the... What is that?
What are you doing, bud?
Nothing. Oh, I get it. So is it the one whose head went through the tree? He's doing that?
Don't do that, bud.
Is he doing that?
Yes, he is. I'm sorry.
If I hear that again, I will come to your studio and...
He means it.
Yeah, I know he means it.
It goes like this. The Phil Henry Show... The Phil Henry. See, so my voice. All right, you know what? There's a kid with a plate in his head. He's not going to feel too good.
She's on her way, bud.
What?
She's coming over, man. Gonna kick your ass for playing those crickets. No kidding. Wow. All right, let's go back to the same building, I think, but do we have to get another line?
No, wait for her to call in.
Bobby Dooley is at the same fundraiser, and she's going to give us her Phil Henry Show jingle. So far, one down, and I don't know, I don't want to say anything, but it don't sound too hot to me. You know, it just, the Phil Henry Show, it's really rad. Okay, Bobby Dooley. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Phil.
Okay, now you have your version of this jingle, right?
Well, I do, and Phil, just so you know, this is based on another song, too, but I think it's a lot more appropriate. It is a song from the TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Okay.
And so we don't need any accompaniment, do we, Steve?
No, we don't need. We don't have to.
Here we go. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. In the neighbor's wood. No, wait.
Not the neighbor's wood.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. A lovely day in your neighbor's wood. I'm sorry.
What is the...
Well, would you be my friend? It's Welcome to Mr. Henry's Neighborhood.
Okay.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. Wouldn't you like to ride your neighbor's wood? Oh, I'm sorry, Phil.
Who's writing this stuff?
Steve. The right lyrics. It's your neighbor's.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. A lovely day in the neighborhood. Would you be my, could you be my, would you be my neighborhood? Is that how it goes?
I don't think so.
No, it's would you be my, could you be my, would you be my neighbor? But the thing of it is where's the Phil Hendry thing?
Phil Hendry thing?
Yes, my show!
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. I think we have to, oh, I know what it is. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, lovely day. Would you be my, could you be my, would you turn your radio on to Phil Hendry? That's it. Would you be my, could you be my, and if not, would you please go listen to the Phil Hendry show?
So funny. That's the worst. That's worse than Margaret's. We'll be back with more on the world famous Phil Hendry show here in our news and information hour on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Let me just tell you, we've got a couple of things to get to here. One of them, a very bizarre story about a sexy photograph in a yearbook. Everybody's up in arms about some kid underage who did a sexy photograph. Well, that's really cool, but you know what? She's a kid! So we'll talk about that, and one more story that I wanted to cover here for you, which is the, of course, debate tonight, Romney and Santorum and the whole fang, man. We'll cover that in depth. We come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio now. Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. The Republican field is taken to the stage tonight for the first debate in more than 3 weeks, and the first since Michelle Bachmann dropped her run. Fox's Molly Lyon says Rick Santorum was there, but he may be looking past New Hampshire.
Some of his stances on issues such as gay marriage and abortion have actually caused some of the younger crowd here in New Hampshire to boo him at events. So he's having a little bit of a tough time, but he's expected to have a warmer reception when he reaches South Carolina.
Iowa kicked off the 2012 election campaign this past week, but it was just a caucus. New Hampshire is the first official primary on Tuesday. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problem Mid-City.
On the 10 West at Hoover, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at the 110. In Irwindale, 210 West at Irwindale, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Vernon Avenue. In West LA, 405 North at Sunset, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Santa Monica Boulevard. In Carson, 110 North at the 405, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Torrance Boulevard. In East LA, 710 South to the 60 East Connector, there's a crash blocking that transition road. Traffic slows at Cesar Chavez Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A man has killed himself after attempting to kill his wife in their apartment in Park La Brea. The woman was found with head injuries in an upstairs bathroom in a home in the gated community on South Orange Grove Drive about 8 last night. The man was found dead on the ground floor. The woman's in the hospital in critical condition. She will survive, officials say. Cops were sent to the home on a report of an attempted suicide. The couple's two children were apparently with relatives at the time. More testing's going on with the new Expo Line light rail tracks break off the existing Blue Line tracks near Staples Center. That means Blue Line trains heading downtown tonight are stopping and reversing course at Washington Station. A bus is going to be used to pick up and drop passengers off at the five northernmost stations. And again, tomorrow night it'll happen, starting at 7. Two separate agencies are trying to iron out the differences on the design and operation of that new Expo line. That's delayed the startup of regular train service between downtown and Culver City. An anonymous actress who sued Amazon.com and its Internet Movie Database for mentioning her age has revealed her identity. It's Juan Hong of Texas. She's better known for her stage name. You know it. Come on. Junie Hong. She's appeared in such films as Ginger Dead Man 3, Saturday Night Cleaver. That's one title. And Hood Rats 2, Hood Rat Warriors. Hood Rat. Hong says she stopped getting parts after it was posted on IMDb. She's 40 years old. A judge refused to hear an anonymous case, so she refiled the million-dollar lawsuit yesterday using her real name. Good luck. The forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Hear that? Time is running out, because this is your last chance to get Verizon high-speed internet and phone for small business for $84.99 a month. That's right, just $84.99 a month. Verizon gives you the tools you need, like consistently fast internet speeds and reliable unlimited nationwide calling. You can also choose between no annual contract or a 2-year price guarantee with a 2-year term agreement. Your internet, your choice. But that's not all. Verizon's worry-free installation is included. Our expert technicians will come to your business and have you up and running in no time. So write yourself a note, or 10. Just remind yourself to call 1-877-NETWORK and get this great price for reliable high-speed internet and phone. Better yet, call now. That's 1-877-NETWORK to sign up for this incredible deal for business. But hurry before time runs out. Only from Verizon.
Last chance offer for current Verizon customers that sign up for select bundle plans with new phone line with unlimited nationwide calling and or internet service. Availability and speeds vary. Activation, taxes, fees, and other terms apply. Offer ends 2/3/12.
Clear, cool, and windy this evening and into tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s tonight, and then it'll be clear and warm to hot again tomorrow. Highs around 80. It'll be that way heading into next week as well. 50 degrees in Burbank right now. For breaking news, sent right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Start the new year with big savings at Big O Tires. Save up to $200 when you buy four select Big O brand tires, now for a limited time. So buy four select Big O brand tires, pocket up to $200. For details and for your nearest participating Big O Tires, call 1-800-NEW-TIRES. It's Walmart's biggest clearance event of the year. Save 75% on select holiday home decor and 50% on select toys. Get to the biggest clearance event of the year going on now at Walmart. Styles, colors, sizes, and selection will vary by store. Limited to stock on hand. Sorry, no rain checks.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
The University of Redlands may be a relatively small school in a relatively small town atmosphere, but for years we've received some relatively large accolades. For instance, we're in the top 15% of America's four-year colleges by Princeton Review. We are one of higher ed's best-kept secrets from the Fisk Guide to Colleges, and one of the top 20 nationally for the public good by Washington Monthly. You don't have to be big to be good, you just have to be good. Come on, dare to be different. You'll fit right in. The University of Redlands. Find different at redlands.edu.
KFI kicks ass.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Saturday nights till 10 o'clock. We're on weeknights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on KTLK AM 1150, our sister station on a network of shows across the country, a network of stations across the country. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. Doing our video thing, man. We're on Phil TV in HD, and occasionally we. In fact, on Sunday nights we do football. We don't have Sunday night football because we have playoffs, right?
Yeah, there'll be a second game though.
There'll be a second game, yeah. So we'll probably tomorrow night we'll do a Sunday night football with Phil. By the way, tonight's game, the Saints defeated the Detroit Lions. I don't know what the game score eventually was. It was a high scoring game. And I remember at one point with Detroit leading, I thought, boy, I should have come out and made my bold prediction that Detroit would be winning in an upset, and I'm glad I didn't. And
yeah, but you mentioning it now makes you look dumbass.
It's true. Me mentioning it now does make me look dumbass. Thank you for that, bud.
Well.
Anyway, yeah, so, and also earlier, the Houston Texans won. So next week it is the 49ers and the Saints, and if you think I'm going to be pulling for the 49ers, forget it. Even though members of my family and my godson and all of these people who weren't around during the bad old days when the 49ers and the Rams went at it, and they think that the 49ers are all that, well, guess what? No, they ain't. Not for me. Now, we had a debate this evening.
Why not, man? Well, you let it go, man.
Yeah, let it go.
Let what go? What do you get out of here, let it go? It didn't take long for fireworks to erupt at Saturday night's Republican presidential debate. But while most of six candidates on the stage at St. Anselm College traded barbs, Mitt Romney didn't field much incoming fire from his rivals and didn't apparently do any damage to his front-runner status in the race for the GOP nomination. Did you, by the way, look up, you did that research, right?
Yeah, I looked up the research on what Mitt, on the name Mitt.
Okay.
And the source what I got said his birth name is Elliot Ness III. Now, if you
give me that, what is this, man? Is this Wikipedia? What the hell is this, anyway?
Some political site.
Elliot Ness III, huh?
That's what's said.
Why don't you get a good website, all right?
You just, all you'll ever talk about is how the website is the international web like a library of the world and everything like that.
Yes, I do talk about that. But I also tell you guys that you have to watch your sources. It's like every other... If you... Today, people are like journalists. You've got to be like a journalist. You have to trust your source. Consider yourself to be a writer or a journalist. Every American citizen, everybody on earth should consider themselves to be journalists. And every piece of information that you acquire, you have to have the confidence in that information that a journalist must have if he's publishing it in a newspaper to millions of people or broadcasting it to millions of people. See what I'm saying? You have to have the same confidence. Otherwise, you wind up looking like a dumbass. So Bud comes here and he tells me that Mitt Romney's birth name is Elliot Ness III. Well,
you know that it ain't.
I got money that says no, it ain't. Okay? That's just me.
Yeah, but that didn't seem like a good source.
Oh, did it seem like a good source? Did you check any other sources?
Well, and then you said never use Wikipedia.
I said don't use Wikipedia alone. I said never use Wikipedia alone. And you shouldn't. Always double check it with two or three others. If you think, if you're going to use Wikipedia, get two or three other sources on top of Wikipedia, okay? Don't be, people, I love these people. They say to you the following sentence, and it's like, oh, well, excuse me, I'm just bowled over. They'll say, by the way, Wikipedia says, well, that's like telling me that your Aunt Mabel said it. It doesn't mean anything to me. You know?
You don't think it's credible?
I don't think Wikipedia is any more credible than anything else, no. And if somebody says, well, according to Wikipedia, that's basically telling me that they've got bad information. Okay? So never take Wikipedia as a source. But you coming in here with you know, that, you got to be sure of your sources. So check it with something else. Where'd you get that?
I got it from CNBC.
You didn't get that from CNBC. There's no way.
That's what I think.
Well, then somebody over there better get their head screwed on straight.
I think it's Chris Matthews' page.
Yeah, that's right. Chris Matthews, if he had that on his page, obviously he's joking. Elliot Ness III. Get another name. Anything. I don't care.
What about Bugs Bunny?
Perfect. I'd take that. About the worst of it came early when Romney, talking about the debate tonight, when Romney was questioned about his involvement in laying off workers at companies acquired by Bain Capital, a private equity firm he steered. God, I hate those, you know, that's one, oh, God.
What?
I hate these private equity firms that acquire companies. I can't stand that. It always pains you if you have to be in a situation of downsizing a business in order to try and make it more successful. Well, see, this is the part that kills me. Try and make it more successful? What do you mean? Sell it. That's what you're talking about. Fatten up the bottom line. Make sure that you kill off all these jobs so that it looks like you're making more money than, you know, you actually are. And then turn around and sell the company to somebody else. You ain't making anything more successful. You're just taking it from one douchebag and giving it to another. That's what you're doing. Excuse me for saying that, folks, but I'm in the middle of this right now. In my business, in the broadcasting business, we have seen our industry virtually destroyed by this kind of thing. We've seen great broadcast companies and great entertainment companies turn into nothing more than warehouses for people and for programs. There's no growth. There's no, there's no innovation. There's nothing going on other than one set of clowns buys it from another set of clowns. And just, you know.
It's a clown trade-off.
Yeah, it's just one clown trading it to another clown. Don't get too married to the clown word, okay, bud?
Well, just imagining it.
So anyway, the former Massachusetts governor, who often touts his business and corporate experience, which is not to say that he doesn't have it, but that's what we're talking about these days in a lot of ways. As he makes his second bid for the White House, was also targeted early in the showdown by former Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, who said that, quote, business experience doesn't necessarily match up with being the commander-in-chief of this country. The commander-in-chief of this country isn't a CEO. See, if Rick Santorum even had my brains, which ain't a whole lot, if Rick Santorum even had Phil Hendry's brains, he would have been able to say what I just said, and he could have gotten to the real nitty-gritty of the whole business experience thing. What kind of business are we talking about here? And he would explain it to the voters, and they would think that he's smart, not dumb like people say, and maybe he'd get like three more votes. He'd get mine.
Yeah, but he's saying what you're saying.
Well, Romney defended himself, saying, I think people who spend their lives in Washington don't understand what happens in the real economy. They think the people who start businesses are just managers. Well, I've got news for you. I'm more than a manager. I'm the guy who fires people. No, he didn't say that. He says, people who start as entrepreneurs, who start businesses from the ground up, getting investors and hiring people to join them, those people are leaders, especially when they sell their businesses to a bunch of jackballs like Bain Capital, and they watch it destroyed as they sell it off piecemeal.
Didn't say that either.
That's Liliana said that. With 3 days to go in New Hampshire's primary, the second contest in the primary, and caucus calendar, if you'll pardon the expression, Romney holds a large lead over his rivals in the latest polls in the Granite State. He also holds... I'm not against Mitt Romney. I don't want you to think... I think Mitt Romney is the right... I thank God that the Republicans have come to their senses. Thank God the Republicans, you know, are quit fooling around with all this jazz, you know. As we've often said, as you've heard it said many times, you know, very early in the primary process, you have the most ideologically committed and oftentimes those ideologically extreme voters participating, and that's why you oftentimes have the most ideologically extreme or, let read, unelectable candidates are suddenly out front very early. The Michelle Bachmann thing, I never bought that. Did you believe that? Nobody ever believed that. And if there's anybody who actually believed that, forget about whether she'd make a good president. I'm not talking about that. If there's anybody who thought she actually had a shot at being the nominee, you belong, you know, you better just get out of politics, just take some time off. Let me just put it that way. Anyway, with 3 days to go until New Hampshire's primary, the second contest in the primary, blah, 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 blah. He also holds a double-digit advantage over the rest of the Republican presidential candidates in a new CNN Time ORC International Survey in South Carolina, which holds its primary 11 days after New Hampshire. So what I'm saying here is that Romney was the guy. He's always been the guy, you know.
Do you think that, what about Giuliani?
You know, when you look back on 2008, okay, and you look back on 2008 and you say, all right, now, was McCain, you know, and what about Giuliani? Well, the problem with Giuliani is he didn't want to get dirty. That was the number one problem. He was going to have to get dirty. He was going to have to get really dirty. He thought he could throw it all into Florida. That was asinine. He needed to get involved and he needed to be lockstep with these guys. He really needed to start, you know, duking it out. And he didn't want to do it. Otherwise, I think he would have been a good candidate. I think he would have been far better than McCain, who is a good man, but forget it, man. No way is he going to get elected. Now they got Romney. This guy can win. Will he? I don't know, but he can. And he's the best one they got. I ain't saying that I like him. I'm just talking about strategy right now. Romney's the guy. Forget it. Santorum, he's never... I can't believe this guy is still pitching Santorum. He's about as stupid as the day is long.
Better watch out, man. There's a lot of Santorum fans out there.
I don't care. The guy, you know, he's a good man. He's not very bright. Who else is left?
I don't know. A bunch of douchebags.
Gingrich. Forget it, Gingrich. Not that I'm not saying that these guys are bad guys. He ain't going to get elected. All right, we have to take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back. Our final segment coming up later on is Coast to Coast. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, a look at the debate that might actually mean something. You don't want to make Newt mad. You wouldn't like Newt when he's mad. And more on the clear obsession to turn Wasco and Pumpkin Center into a Disneyland ride. Plus, the first 9 news nuggets of the new year coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Spots. Major manufacturers and warehouses clear.
This weekend over.
Three huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa. The Fairflex Pomona. Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Over 100 spas on display and everything must go.
All inventory 40 to 80% off.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
Spas starting at $29.95.
Thousands on the revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim, exercise,
and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance.
This weekend only.
Three huge locations. Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairflex Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Three huge locations.
Orange County Fairgrounds, Costa Mesa.
The Fairflex Pomona.
Ventura County Fairgrounds, Ventura.
Just 2 days left.
Today, 9 to 9.
Tomorrow, 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Call 1-888-SPA-SALE.
Or go to SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock. o'clock. Six Republicans who want to be president had their say in New Hampshire, and L.A. is suing Mammoth for drinking their own water. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Irwindale.
On the 210 West at Irwindale, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Vernon Avenue. Also on the 210 West at Baldwin in Arcadia, there's a car blocking the carpool lane there. Traffic slows at Myrtle Avenue. In Carson, 110 North at the 405, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Torrance Boulevard. In West L.A., 405 North at Sunset, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slow from Santa Monica Boulevard. And in Mid-City, 10 West at Hoover, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
4 hours of excruciating back pain after vacuuming the living room. 2 hours of rotating hot and cold packs after pushing the kids on the swing set. Given all the time you've spent trying to cope with the pain, what's a little LA traffic to relieve it? Don't live with excruciating back pain. Schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Spine Center with the most experienced spine specialists in California. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. Cedars-Sinai.
The reason I love the buffet is that you can put a fajita and a piece of cheesecake on the same plate.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You're not recording this, are you?
Okay.
And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
If your New Year's resolution is to get lucky, then come to Morongo and play for your chance to win a brand new Lexus RX.
Number four.
Golf. Yeah, golf in Morongo with the Morongo Golf Club at Chukwet Canyon.
Three.
Ahoy, matey. It's a blissful, beautiful bounty of seafood at our new seafood buffet.
Number two.
January is the time for after holiday sales at the Outlet Mall right next door to Morongo.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Enjoy live mariachi music at our Mariachi Mondays Mexican Buffet.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Pechanga's $157,000 MegaShare jackpot hit January 1st in the Pechanga Poker Room. The new MegaShare jackpot is now over $54,000 and continues to grow daily. Are you the next big winner? Experience excitement. Experience Pechanga Resort and Casino.
Start the new year with big savings at Big O Tires. Save up to $200 when you buy four select Big O brand tires, now for a limited time. So buy four select Big O brand tires, pocket up to $200. For details and for your nearest participating Big O Tires, call 1-800-NEW-TIRES.
Listen to KFI anytime, anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
An iHeartRadio station. KFI.
More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And welcome back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show for our final segment here. And if you're online at philhenryshow.com, we will post the on-demand video of our show tonight, so you can watch it if you'd like to. And at KFI AM 640, of course, is the podcast of the show on demand. And a couple of other things we'll keep you abreast of. Now, I'll keep you abreast of over on the website. If you want to follow us, by the way, on Twitter, we're at twitter.com/realphilhenry. And we're also at facebook.com/PhilHenry. Now, we're giving away a free backstage pass for the month of February, so I'll give you all of that stuff, man, later on. I don't want to, you know, jam up the time right now, you know?
Yeah, people want to know about the news and everything.
Yeah, I know, bud, okay? All right. Sexy student, sexy yearbook photo banned for being sexy. Now, you know, call me old-fashioned, and, you know, I don't give a damn. My whole thing is this. When a kid hits 18, man, do whatever you want, baby. Do whatever you want, you know? The world is your oyster. Go for it. 18, that's pretty young, if you ask me. And I got no problem with that. Go out. I think they ought to be able to drink. I don't know what this drinking age thing just drives me nuts. You're 18, you go in the army, you get shot at, maybe you get killed. Give them a beer. I have no problem with any of that. And as far as I'm concerned, 18. But younger than that? I think there's something mentally wrong with people that argue for the rights of teenage girls to dress like they're, you know, going to a party at the Playboy Mansion. I'm sorry. I don't think that makes me a weird ass or a square, but maybe it does. There's a Colorado school district embroiled, you know, and I don't even like the way the story's written. I don't like the idea of kids having anything to do with the commercial aspects of sex. It bothers me a lot. That toddlers and tiaras bothers me. Your little kid dressed up in tights and dancing like she's in a review bothers me. Okay, I mean, you can do whatever you want. One of these days, maybe they'll put people in jail for it. Maybe they won't. I don't know. It bugs me. And I'll keep on saying it. High school students taking pictures in sexy lingerie, it's wrong. So here's a Colorado school district embroiled in a so-called scandal. A senior girl's picture was barred from the page of its yearbook on the grounds that it depicted the dress code being violated, was therefore too sexy. She's organized a protest asserting that she has the right to be sexy in the yearbook. If only schools banned yearbook photos for being too hilarious in 10 years. Whatever that means. The controversy began when Durango High School senior Sydney Spy submitted a yearbook photo that she said expressed her personality. Whatever, she's a kid. And I'll tell you the other thing, the problem with this is there's always some dumbass adult lurking someplace who is, my daughter has every right to look the way she wants. Oh, okay. Well, then you won't mind if we stand and stare at your daughter with spittle and drool pouring down our old 60-year-old beards. What do you think of that one? Oh, you must be sick. Well, then what the hell are you dressing your daughter up like that for? She's not looking that bad. It's just, oh, if I got to take your word for it, Daisy, I'm in big trouble, all right? Look, even your daughter knows she's dressed up sexy. In the photo, she's wearing a yellow skirt and black bandeau kind of shawl top that exposes her midriff and back. Her personality sounds like it's... This is a terrible story, the way it's written, but the point is that, yeah, she's dressed sexy. And she acknowledges it, and she says it's part of her personality, which I'm sure it is, you know, and it's the part of the personality of every teenager. If only we could have expressed ourselves as teenagers, are you kidding? If I could have expressed myself sexually as a teenager, I would have been in jail. I'd still be in jail.
What, on account of you're assaulting people or anything like that?
No, not that. Not people.
Goats?
More like goats, yeah. Now then, I'm kidding. Anyway, when the yearbook advisor saw the picture, however, she decided the picture could not be included in the yearbook on the grounds it violated the dress code. Durango High School requires students to cover their chests, backs, midriff, sides, this, that, something else. Sydney says she was never told that her yearbook photo needed to adhere to school dress code. In fact, to me, it's easy. Hi, how old are you? 17. Oh, I see. So you're underage. Right. If we get sued for something that you did, you're not liable because you can't be held responsible for it. We are. See? Uh-huh. That means we get to tell you what to do. Otherwise, our ass is up for grabs to the tune of millions. Do you understand? No. I didn't think you did. Mr. and Mrs. Mom and Dad of America? You understand? Well, no, because my husband's a lawyer, and I can tell, I'm sure he is a lawyer. I'll bet you he's a real crackerjack lawyer. This is probably the only case he's going to get this year. I don't think there's any story to it at all, man. Every time I see it, it's like, you know, and I ain't. We're talking about high school now, folks. We're not talking about college. We're not talking about 18, 19. That's still really, really, really young. They can do whatever they want. They can go wherever they want, be whatever they want, see whoever they want. Go, man, and I don't care, and I'll join you in it. If you want to be perfectly honest.
You talking about having sex?
Why don't you shut up before I kick your ass? But a kid in high school, man, forget it. A punk kid in high school, if you'll pardon me for saying so. So that's the end of that. I wish it was like the finality of that would be really cool, you know?
Yeah, I better go out. Okay, Mr. Henry already said it, so you better not do it.
Right. However, I know, and you know, and we all know. That isn't going to happen. So the only other part of the story is, really, and here is the bottom line. You've got the rest of your life to look any way you want. You can pose for Playboy, Penthouse, Swank, High Society. Hell, you could go out and, I don't want to say, but I'm there are places where they pay big money for you with an animal. But not when you're a kid, not when you're a kid. Well, that's it in terms of all of the news that I'm willing to announce tonight. I have no interest in anything else.
Do you want to talk about more of the debates?
No, I don't want to talk about more of the debates. I don't want to talk about any of that crap. I'll talk football with you. And there are a couple of more games tomorrow, and the playoffs are on. The other thing that I will talk with you, and I want to recommend something to you guys. the new NBC Sports Channel. I like it a lot. It's on the on your. It could be on your cable system. If it isn't, I think you should get it. And they rolled a really cool documentary last week after the Winter Classic on the 72 Summit Series between the Canadians and the Russians. Man, this was a beautiful thing. You got it. If you get a chance to see it, it is a documentary on the Summit Series, the Canadians and Russians playing hockey. And after the first game, when the Canadians got stunned, they got their ass kicked by the Russians. They didn't think it was possible. Boy, that second game, they came out and they started introducing the Russians to Canadian hockey, which is basically means they drag your face along the ice, you know, and they...
Like beat you up.
Yeah, swing a stick at your ankle and break it. Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, it got real interesting. So check that out. We'll see you guys next Saturday night at 7. Join us weeknights on the Phil Hendry Show as well. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, January 7th.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Thanks, man. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Now,
the KFI News app. No download necessary. Southern California's KFI.